For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get him pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly
just lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. All right, welcome to Punch Drunk Sports. And it's Tuesday, it's noonish. It's around that, so it's time to... Yeah, that too. Give it up for Human Sound Machine, Ari Shaffir.
All right.
Joining us on Skype from Lesbian, Michigan, Jason Tebow. That was very loud.
Tebow, you brought your own sound effects of a cheer.
Yeah.
That's great. And cranking out the stats, anything we need to know. Give it up for Frank Castillo, everybody.
Yeah.
On the sound. Someday he'll make it on camera.
Yeah, one day.
Oh, wow.
Now, is that chirping Spanish?
Yeah.
And I'm very excited
Those
to have
cockroaches.
Finally in the studio. He writes for Punch Drunk Sports. He's the guy who does all of our boxing articles, and eventually someday he'll learn to put pictures on it. Please welcome very funny comic and boxing enthusiast, Chris Strait, everybody.
Chris Strait.
Thank you. I don't even get a fake effects. Applause. There you go. Okay, nice delay. That's good. That was like
that's
when,
actually pretty cool.
That was like good. When it stops and you're only halfway to the mic. I'm like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
I got to keep walking.
Chris, you write for a couple websites.
Yeah, I have over the course of but Boxing Digest, which I think is still a print magazine if they have those.
Really?
A long time.
Wow. Do you think the boxing people still read?
You know, there are a lot of like older fans that do. I mean, the Ring magazine still comes out in a print form, but like they do the same thing they do whenever like they make it mostly their online. like their print just looks all jazzy print. Like that was the problem. You know, we just have to make the print look.
When was the last time you looked at a magazine? It's been a while.
I was just at a waiting room, and they had a bunch of magazines, and I kind of looked at the covers.
Yeah.
Look for the dates? That's like all I look at is how old is this?
Yeah,
how long has this been here? That's all I
look. It's so irrelevant. They're like, this celebrity has a new crush on this person. And they're like, I don't care when this was. Who gives a shit?
That's so true. No,
and not only is it's irrelevant on delay. You've already heard this on TMZ, even if you do care.
I think the only...
The Dukes of Hazzard sex scandal.
Yeah, right? I think the only... publications gonna last are gossip magazines because you're in nail salons or at the doctor's office, you just want to read them.
Yeah.
Oh, those rags still sell. All those like Us Weekly and all that shit.
Speaking of rags, how soon till we get the jerk off?
What's
amazing. Jerk off
rag?
Oh, I didn't send it till Friday, so he'll have it this week. I've already warned him.
You sent it.
Yeah, but it's gone.
Your jizz is in flight.
It's somewhere, bro. It's somewhere.
Well, I'm leaving on Thursday for Portland.
All right. So are you ever coming back?
Yeah, Sunday. So when did you send it? Friday?
Yeah, he should get it before Friday.
Yeah, maybe we'll get it Tuesday. And we can. Either way, maybe we'll do it next week.
Maybe
Monday.
Josh Martin's jerk-off thing.
Oh, yeah, you can do it before the roast battle.
Can do it at the roast battle.
Yeah, in between. Let's ask Moses if we can have a come.
He'll never do that.
Oh, yeah,
he
will.
That's a great idea.
To keep you up, we do a thing called Bag of Bets. It's when two people argue, obviously, about something pretty passionate about. We go to this bag, and we pull out what is the punishment for the loser. Josh Martin, a comic friend of ours, I say comic very loosely. I've never seen him do stand-up. No, he's very funny.
Is that true?
Friend very loosely, too.
Yeah, friend is very loose.
Yeah, so he made fun of we did a live fantasy draft, football draft at the Comedy Store, and he was just ragging me, and he made a bet that if I finish in the bottom two of this league, he replaced me in the league. If he doesn't, if I finish eight or higher, he'll do a bag of bets, and we pulled out the thing, and it was he has to wash his face with our jizz rag.
Oh, shit.
I won the league.
I said, what else was in there? Tell me that was the worst thing. Was that
no, there's been the crazier. And no, by the way, I got a new bag of bets. I told Ari he really liked the idea, so I'll
what give is it.
But I just wanted to. So he lost, and now we're going to next week. He's got to wash his face with our jizz rag.
I said, this part of this just hit me. Our jizz rag singular. Is this?
Yeah.
You're all going to share a jizz rag.
Well, three of us.
Yeah, okay. It's only one person's rag. It's Mama Faggot's rag.
It's Mama Faggot's rag.
None of her cum is going to be on there.
You don't know squirt that. On that?
You don't know that.
You know what would be really funny is if she kind of squirted out, like when you put a lime on your taco, she just does a quick squirt on it.
I think he would like that. We got to keep this gross.
Yeah. So my new bag of bets is loser has to put an ad in the backstage.com gay hooker section with a picture and your number and what you're willing to do for so many roses.
Do they still use
your actual number?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
And you can't take it down. No, you have to leave it up there.
How long?
What is back? Is it online backstage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you go there? Can you go backstage.com?
So just mail hooker and just get the
just
calls.
I think it's under M for M, okay? And you just got to be like, the other two guys get to write your post.
Will not felt.
Wait, is it Backpage?
Everything
it's
but back felt.
Page.
Yeah, Backpage.
Backstage is an acting
thing. It's Backpage. Yeah.
Backstage is
that's
the
funny because
prequel.
You'll get funny voicemails that we'd be able to play on air.
Oh, yeah.
Backstage is the euphemism for what you get when you post on the gay side of Backpage. But, you know, you got to put all the disclaimers, too, to make it look like a real ad. Like, no vulgar talk, please, or whatever they do.
Yeah.
Not that I've read it.
If you're a police officer, you cannot contact.
Yeah,
exactly. I like how it's not how many dollars, how many roses.
Yeah. They still use roses? I've heard all kinds of euphemisms.
Sometimes I'll just go and see what the hookers are up to.
Oh, man, they got a whole
think
section.
Of, my favorite was, think of 200 things to do. I'm like, really? Is that? That's the euphemism. What if someone doesn't get that? They're literally going to...
Are we looking at...
What are you trying to do?
Male escorts, TS, Dom, and
no, there's just not enough room.
What's that? I said there's so many categories. Male escort, TS, Dom and fetish, strippers and strip clubs, body rubs, escorts.
Go to...
They're like a gay, just strictly gay one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my guess is TS
male
has
escorts,
gag
right?
ones in there.
Yeah, we'll do male escorts. What's TS?
Sam, is this your water?
Transsexual.
It's yours now.
hot Asian boy now up for you.
Even though he's physically incapable of reaching it, I pulled mine away as you were doing it.
Jesus Christ. Read some of
them. Hot Asian boy just for you, 26. Hi there. I'm a smooth fit and masculine, clean cut and friendly Asian guy with a BS and with a bachelor's in physical therapy and professionally trained in therapeutic massages. I'm also well versed in the art of sensual massage. Feel a positive energy pass between us as my erotic overture releases you of all your inner emotional stress.
Oh,
that is a lot.
Just cut and paste that.
Yeah.
No. We gotta be original. Way more fucking graphic.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got.
I thought of a fun way we could get a three-way bet going is the three of us playing a game of 21. The two losers have to pay the bet off.
Oh, two losers. Have to pay what bet off? Whatever it is.
All three of us grab a bet. All three of us the bet. We all have a bet that if we lose, you have to do it. If you win, you can put it back in the bag.
Three-way bet, like whose team finishes higher and whatever.
Yeah, I'm in.
No, just the three of us just playing a game of 21.
Oh, that's the bet. Oh, right, right. Oh,
and then we all have to pull your fade out. The winner gets to put it back in. The losers have to do it.
I would
totally
easily beat
that.
You guys.
Maybe.
I mean, I would.
I mean, we've seen your basketball prowess, fuckface.
Just speed is my problem, but in 21, it's not.
What happened to our race? Are you still down with that? Where I get 15 yards? 15.
I thought it was 10.
No, it's 15.
You wanted 15. I don't think that's...
No, listen, dude. I get 15 because I gave in to you on the bowling bet, which was. Five games.
No, you didn't give in. You made that bet, and then you
no,
tried to renege off it.
No, I three, and then you changed it to
and
five.
You didn't even need five, because I beat you in three.
Okay.
I beat you in three.
Yeah, remember about, because remember, I was trying to.
But, Sam, do you remember when you were the best in bowling?
I had to watch 2 hours of game
barely, oh, you shit. Barely beat me in one game, and then lost by a lot in the next game.
Was 2 hours the first one, or was that the result of a Middle East-style bartering? Did you guys get to 2 hours?
It started first hour.
Oh,
he had to
there.
Do 1 hour.
Oh, okay.
And then
so it's upping the ante from previous. Okay.
Yes.
Yep, I mean,
somebody's looking at 3 hours next, is what you're saying.
Oh, the next one, we're shooting one.
Yeah, we are, actually.
Oh, man.
You have to shoot a three-page comedy sketch gay porn.
And it's like, one of, that'd be one for Toulouse. Like, one of them has to write it.
How about we actually have to shoot a short video based on that sketch, based on that porn.
That's fine.
Just like
that's what I think. That's what I thought we were doing.
What do you
shoot a video based on it? I'm putting this into the bag of bets. All these good ideas.
Like a three minute scene that leads up to right before you start fucking.
Or backstage an actual gay porn 30 Rock style. Yeah. Like you're actually making the production and you have like create characters around this.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Like so, a hot emotional connections. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Where's that
like gay guys have to watch this. Yeah. Like the goal is to have gay guys watch this and then go like, oh, why does it stop now? I was just getting into it.
Like do you fast think gay talking, guys are gonna smart be into dialogue.
Any of us yeah. about the fuck?
I mean, there's bears.
Ari's a weird.
Is anyone actually into bears? I think bears are just there.
Jarrett Grody. He loves them.
Who?
Jarrett Grody.
I don't know who that is.
He was a comic.
What happened?
No, he still is, sort of. But he didn't really go up much. He was in when we were in open micers. He was there. He was funny. I think he did Premium Blend. But anyway, he loves bears. His move. we were making fun of him. He fucked somebody that we know. And me and Taylor making fun of him. We're like, oh, was it gentle? Was it loving? Was it so beautiful? And he goes, because he got fed up with us fucking mocking. He goes, I made his ass bleed.
Jesus.
That's not good.
Yeah. And he looks like fucking Harris Whittles. Like he looks like an alive Harris
Whittles. And because straight guys, we have no idea how hard that is to do. It just sounds awful.
Yeah.
If I ask you, like, what if that happens every time? I wouldn't.
Because when you're into, when you bang a chicken ass, you're always so sensitive because you don't want her to shut it down.
Oh, yeah,
it's always like stop, slow. You're like, fuck, how slow can I go? This is the slow. Stop. Okay, no, easy, stop.
Yeah, exactly.
What is that?
One week ad for sex and backpage.com with your real number.
Yep.
I have to be specific because
you always try
to write
picks too.
You
got to take picks.
Oh yeah, and guys have to take. You have to take their pick, and no nudity. I don't think you put nudity on there, but you got to do whatever.
No, there's tons of sexy
picks.
Winner
gets to choose the pose?
Yeah.
Winner gets to choose the pose?
You got to bait the hook nice. Yeah.
Can you specify, because a lot of hookers do text or call?
Because
they can minimize the pain if you say, no, text me first or I won't answer.
Fax me.
Fax me.
It's got to be pictures like this.
Oh, wow. Straight up the crotch shot.
The crotch shot.
And a body.
That's it. I see it.
Yeah. Let me enlarge.
Pain in the ass. I won't look. It's too hard. Oh, yeah. That's actually my old ad.
I didn't know you're Asian.
So, we'll do that. Add those to the bag of bets, and we'll do that. What was the one we just talked about? Oh, what was it? I thought we had another one.
It was a sketch.
We were talking about playing 21.
Okay. Oh. So that's a different thing. There we go. All right. So that's good.
21. Game of 21.
Yeah. Somebody else had one that they were like, remember the one that we have about where you get
the
dog?
The three-way. How do we do the three-way payoff?
Yeah, but we just got to pick. Well, we'll play 21.
That's what I was saying. All like each one of us will pull out a bet. So it'll be three individual bets.
Oh.
The winner gets to put his back in the bag. The two losers have to pay it off.
Oh,
shit got real.
Okay, that's not another bag of bets. Yeah. That's a bet. I'll make that bet with you guys.
Yeah, I'm in.
I would do it
when
too.
You're back. Hopefully you'll be back by when he's still here, and we.
No,
could...
he won't be. When are you coming back, dude?
End of April. I think I'm going to go to the NFL draft because it's in Chicago. I think I'm going to go the first day.
Oh, that's
really?
Cool.
You should try to get drafted.
Yeah, you should try to get some credentials. Ari, who do we stay on to get on the UFC credentials?
We are on their official, agreed upon list of media outlets now.
So what does that mean? So how do we
get Now we got to apply for in enough time for the event we want to go to. At
187. That is the big one.
Where's that? In Vegas?
I think it's in Vegas.
I won't
that
be going
is
to
the,
it. We can
that
apply.
Could be
to
the
it. Okay. We can let's apply. I'll
dude. That could be the best fight card they've had maybe ever.
Jones Johnson.
Oh Jesus,
wow.
Dude! When they get locked up, when John Jones and Anthony Johnson get locked up with that amount of black skin, it's gonna be like watching a fight in Transformers.
Wait,
who's I don't
you
know.
Don't know who's
leg is that? Whose arm?
Somebody's doing some kind of damage.
Yeah. It's like trying to find the prison tattoo on the African. What's going on in there?
It's like that Saturday. That's hilarious. It's like that Saturday Night Live sketch when Michael Jordan was playing basketball, and they're like, "And Blackie passes it to Blackie."
Mm-hmm. Also, fun news is NASCAR, we've been contacted by friend of show Jen Sturger. She hit us up and says that NASCAR is interested in bringing popular podcasts out to a NASCAR event. She said, well, I can't get any popular ones, but are you guys interested?
Fucker!
So she asked if Punch Drunk wants to go. So March 22nd, we're supposed to go if Ari's in town.
To the, hold on, I saw it. It's a something 400. It's the, it's not, is it the Brickyard 400?
It's Ontario. See what NASCAR event is in Ontario?
I think it's in Fontana.
Fontana. Oh, God, I know this.
I'm going to get, it's just, I don't think it's a Brickyard 400. But
no, Brickyard sounds like Oklahoma City. But, Fontana.
Go to NASCAR.com. You can see the,
March 22nd, Ontario NASCAR event. So, we're supposedly.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm supposed to do Corolla at 5:30, but there's enough time. I see it to get back.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. Hey, what's the, give out the number. Someone hit me up. They want to call in.
What is that
sound?
Oh, that was the fake John Jones fight when they were doing the weigh-ins. You guys see that?
Yeah.
You think it was fake?
Yeah.
Oh, it was. They said afterwards, yeah.
Anthony Johnson called John Jones.
Johnson did one.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's so lame, dude. You already did the Cormier one.
Well, no, because that was the joke that Dana was going to be there to make sure nothing happened. Yeah. And Anthony Johnson hit up John Jones, goes, let's act like we're about to fight and see if we can give Dana White a heart attack.
Oh, as a prank?
Oh, it's the...
Oh, not to try to fool everyone, just as a prank.
Yeah.
Okay, that's okay. That's
the Auto Club Speedway?
Auto?
In Fontana?
Yeah, but what's the
venue.
What's the race
called? I don't know what the
race
is called.
Oh, it's the...
God, you're terrible at your job. You have one job and you're awful at it.
The Sprint Cup Series. Sprint.
No, idiot. Jesus Christ. You say it like you're confident, like you actually know something.
The locals not call even it Fontucky out there, but they've added a bunch of track housing, so apparently it's a lot nicer, so there might be other stuff there impeding your search. So,
schedule and results, idiot.
Go NASCAR, Ontario, March 22nd.
No, stupid. Not weekend. Schedule and results. God, you're awful at this. 2015 schedule, yes. Now down.
All right,
March 22nd. Yeah. Auto Club 400.
Auto Club 400.
See how easy it is when you have me nagging over your shoulder?
Thank you.
Okay,
Mexico.
That's
very if it's not a fucking leaf blower, he's got no idea how to handle it.
So that's going to be a big event. Super excited about it. But Chris, I want you to come on because you write for the website.
Okay, How interested are you, 1 to 100, now in Pacquiao Mayweather?
Listen, I'm not. 97. I got to tell you, less
97. No way. No, what were you at before?
I was a 95 before. I'm an 85 now. And the only reason why that's a 10% dip is that they're aging at the same pace. Everybody talks about this fight's at the wrong time. Well, yeah, they were 1 and 2 6 years ago. Number one and number two, pound for pound. Now they're 1 and 4 because Andre Ward and Triple G are better than Pacquiao now.
Right.
But other than that,
Triple
G's
awesome.
It's still an incredible fight, and it's still a fight between two guys that are aging at roughly the same pace that need
their
speed.
But if they're 75 and 70, then it's like, who cares then?
What if they're what?
75 years old and 74 years
old? Well, if they're falling off the top pound-for-pound list, but they've got 3 of the 4 major belts still locked up at welterweight, it's still vital. And it's not even the longest we've waited for a fight. Well, I mean, like 100 years ago, they waited for Johnson Jeffries for like 8 years. So,
I don't know about that. But Tyson and Holyfield was a long time.
Yeah, it was scheduled once. He went away for rape.
By the time that happened, Tyson Holyfield, which wasn't as big.
Yeah, Tyson had fallen off, and it was assumed that Holyfield had too, although he had a couple years left in
him. Yeah, because he's juicing. There's no way Holyfield wasn't juicing.
Yeah, incredibly. Yeah, I mean, he was the first guy I noticed whose head got bigger.
Yeah.
Now that's a thing. I mean, Barry Bonds, even Manny Pacquiao. Oh, your head gets
bigger.
You know
who head's gotten really big?
Who?
Dana White. Have you seen how big his skull is?
Dude's got a big head.
All those guys get bigger.
Yeah. I mean, like, dude, if you're around everybody juicing, but you don't have to get tested, you've got a gazillion dollars, why wouldn't you juice?
Is juicing legal?
Oh,
for him, probably if you're just walking down the street,
I'm saying,
I wouldn't
just a
think
citizen,
so.
I think it might be. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's actually
know.
They couldn't technically catch you. Well, they've gotten a lot better at it, but it used to be steroids were also like a heart treatment if you had something wrong with your heart.
No,
it's
still hard.
Yeah, so if you're just a regular citizen and that's what you take, the old school steroids, what are you going to say? No, I got a heart problem. You can't fire me for that.
What
does
it put in your body too? The stuff that makes you all angry?
Testosterone.
No,
testosterone. Yeah.
Yeah. If you have
steroids?
A drop off, they now have something you can take to replace your drop off.
Doctors can prescribe that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but his head is huge.
Yeah.
He has a large skull.
Well, maybe he was just a big NBA Jam fan.
That's true. He's on fire.
There are some
remember
people though, that just,
Todd, or whatever his name was.
There are some people though that the second they shave their head, their head just looks 10 times bigger. Like it's through no fault of their own. They just have a giant, you know, melon. But I am excited. I think that Mayweather unanimous decision is the most likely case scenario.
Yeah. Mayweather unanimous decision.
But if it's remotely close, they get to do it again. And Mayweather has a tendency to start really slow. So it's like, oh, that was a 7-5. And, you know,
a couple rounds.
Yeah, exactly. So as long as it's remotely exciting, they'll
well,
do it
again. You know, the whole thing is like Bernard Hopkins just said that if it goes into like the 6th round, Manny that Manny's just going to become a target practice. But I feel like that's when Manny has the best shot. Mm. And this is just, you know, I'm not an expert in
Mayweather's
because
tired.
Because Mayweather, his whole thing I always felt was like defense, get you tired, then start teeing you off. But I felt like Manny's just one of those guys, like Cain Velasquez, that just, he trains to go distance and he never gets really tired.
Well, then, because, I mean, Pacquiao, I mean, I talked to some of his trainers when I had a boxing podcast years ago. Some of his trainers were like, his recuperative powers are incredible. Like, if you catch him, like, that's why Marquez had to like knock him cold with one shot. Because normally you catch Pacquiao, and by the time you cock your next shot, he's recovered
already.
Back. Yeah, and Mayweather against Southpaws, if you watch the Guerrero fight, there's no real reason to. Just believe what I'm about to say. It's boring. But he'll just land that one straight right all the time. Like, he's the only guy I've ever seen in boxing history that'll throw half as many punches as his opponent and still land double as his opponent.
Oh, wow.
But Pacquiao shoeshines so much, elusive. He probably won't be able to get away with that. That's the intrigue. It's like, will Pacquiao's combinations be enough to make him throw 2-3 punches at a time?
And they're around the same height. It's like it's
they're the same size. Neither one of they're welterweights for money. I mean, if they wanted to, they could probably both make 140. And I mean, they both started at like featherweight.
It's not as classy, whatever weight
it's
class.
Not as, there wasn't as much competition, right. So they kept you know, they had.
Hey,
a lot
do you
of
have the number up on the stream?
Now, are they calling into our Skype or their Skype, or is it the same Skype?
What do you mean their Skype?
All Things Comedy.
Yeah, this.
So
is,
they're calling into there.
Yeah, they just had a call in here.
Yeah. Oh, and you can run it from there?
I've got it logged in to there.
Yeah, okay. Somebody just called in, but we were talking.
Okay. Yeah, I find it interesting.
Call back. 323-282-7424.
Like, the tickets? I remember going, I was kind of hoping it would happen in Dallas because I was, like, in big Cowboy Stadium. Because I
that's
why
I wanted to go.
To it.
Well, because the ticket prices, the numbers on it, apparently like, there aren't even numbers on the ringside seats. I'm talking to guys I know that are fight fans that are super rich. Like, I couldn't afford the nosebleed seats in this thing. But these guys can't afford it, and they're still on a list. And they're calling in, like, favors from 800 people just to get remotely close. You know, and because flat out saying
celebrities
like,
too, people like that'll be in there.
Oh yeah, it'll all be celebrities ringside. Maybe the one or two will actually know what it looks like.
Right.
Let's take a caller real quick. Let's see what he has to say about it.
You're on with we lost Tebow.
Yeah, maybe.
Hello, you're on with Punch.
It is the world champion back again.
Oh, George St. Pierre is joining us. He's a regular caller on.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah, you're on with Chris Stray. He's boxing enthusiast expert for Punch Drunk Sports. What's up, champ? How are you?
Man, I am so deep on the ketamine right now, I can barely understand anything.
Wow, you sound really, really like
gacked out.
Yeah,
bro.
Gacked out of your mind.
What's it feel like?
It feels like winning. Every time I take the ketamine, it feels like winning the belt for the first time.
Oh, wow. Not the second time. Hey,
what was that?
Don't worry about it. George, where do you get your ketamine from? Who's your dealer?
Yeah.
It's this guy. His name is Pierre. He works in alley in a part of Montreal.
I've been to that alley. Is that where the hookers go and all the degenerates are?
I get my computer spray and kitty litter at just a regular store.
Right. But the ketamine, especially from a dealer. Yeah. What's going on? Did you see the
your
fights?
Your phone line is very bad right now.
I think it's you're really fucked up on ketamine. That's why it's not good right now.
Yeah.
I think you're really jacked up.
That could be true. I'm hearing voices.
Tebow, you can't hear us, can you?
No.
Damn
Tebow.
It.
Tebow's on the other line talking about my faggot. Listen, so when you get high on ketamine, what do you do? What do you like to do? Okay. George, call back on a real line. Tebow, there we go. Are you there, Tebow?
Hold on. There we go. Back to Teebs.
Teeb, sorry. I don't know why.
Teeb, where'd you go? What were you doing,
Where'd
Tebow?
You go?
What were you just doing?
Where'd you go? I don't know.
Who was it? Was it GSP? It was
yeah, George, and he's George. High on ketamine.
Ah, man, I miss that guy.
So I thought we were going to figure out a way. I thought if we do it on a Mac, we could get him in, too. Oh, I don't know. Maybe that's the problem. Nope, I didn't
I emailed Mike about it, but I got that thing that said he's out of town till tomorrow, so he'll hit us back.
How dare he go fucking out and live a life?
Yeah, what the fuck?
We're running a high-end sports podcast.
Mike who? Flynn?
Yeah.
Emailed about what?
Email him
about how we can have Skype and calls.
Oh,
yeah. Be able to do it.
Well, we might be able to figure it out. It's plus. I might try it next time with the plus. I didn't do the plus.
Oh,
dude. I might have. I don't know.
Should we hang up and then do the plus?
No. He has to call back in again.
Okay. All right. Well,
Brian Moses, when asked if we could do the cum rag payoff at the roast battle or right before the roast battle, yes, please.
Yeah! We will be doing it live next week.
If it no, I'll be gone next week. I'll be at South by Southwest. But if it comes in on Tuesday, if it comes in today. Oh, it could come in today. Saturday, Monday, Tuesday. If it comes in today, let's all jizz on it up there. And
yeah.
Then, and then.
Oh, so you'll be gone.
I'll be gone next week.
So I'm gonna have to represent us.
No, I'm saying we do it this week.
Hey Ari,
if it comes today, yeah.
Say Brian Moses' name again. I got a theme song for him.
Brian Moses.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
Wow, thanks for stopping the show for that. Okay, that's great.
George just calling back. I'm gonna hit the plus and see if Tebow can call. We're testing
okay,
this right
let's
now.
See.
Okay.
Oh, maybe. Yeah!
Tebow, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah! I like that frozen picture. It's open. George, you're on with Tebow, Straight, and the Armenian.
I just huffed some paint to come down from the ketamine, so I think I should be better this time around.
Okay, nice. Good. Well, you're on with Jason Tebow. He missed you. If you don't know where Jason's been, he's been in Land of the Lesbians, Michigan. Just doing some research.
I love lesbians. If you can send me pictures, maybe I can do some things with them.
George,
like
how
what?
Do you feel about your girlfriend? Oh, yeah, like what?
Like what kind of pictures?
No, like
sometimes
what?
I look at pictures on the internet of lesbians and I rub myself over my jean shorts.
Nice.
You don't take your shorts off when you masturbate? You keep them on?
I have body image issues, so I like to leave some clothes on when I do stuff like that.
George, your girlfriend fought this a couple days ago, and she beat a woman named Kat Zingano. What do you think of Kat Zingano as a fighter, and was that, if she tapped to that, would you have been happy if Dan Hardy tapped to the same thing?
I think Kat Zingano, I think she's rubbish. Ronda looked both beautiful
words.
Than ever.
British slang he went
yeah.
to.
That's harsh tone, words man. From George St. Pierre, the champ. Sorry, go ahead, George.
Sometimes the truth can hurt. You need to call it like it is. I think Ronda looked more beautiful than ever. I definitely rubbed myself over the jean shorts to last 14 seconds.
Do you think, listen, people have been going crazy about Ronda Rousey, like, the amount of attention this woman's getting is really insanity.
I don't give a damn about a bad reputation.
Yeah. But Jay Moore called her, dude, I'm not lying to you. I listened to his radio show the other day. The greatest athlete on the planet.
Oh, that's Whoa. Dumb.
Yeah.
Really?
That's stupid.
Yeah.
That sounds like, someone trying to get her on his show.
He was like,
someone's trying to get back in the news.
He's like,
athlete. Most dominant at their sport, maybe, but like greatest
He was
athlete.
Like, well,
she
Usain
no competition.
Bolt is amazing, but he only trains in one thing. She trains in everything. And I'm
yeah,
like,
but so does
Cain
Velasquez.
Yeah.
So does fucking, what are you talking about, though? Greatest athlete. Biggest champion, maybe, but it's like, really, you look at the other people in the weight class. When I saw that the Holly Holm and whatever.
Yeah. Is she hot, Holly Holmes? Would you hit
she
that?
She looks like Schumer. She looks like an in-shape Schumer.
Yeah, she does.
She came from boxing.
No, that was not Schumer, George.
George St. Pierre was not Schumer. Why? Is it weird that you rubbed one off to a woman that wasn't who you thought you were rubbing.
She does look exactly like fit Amy Schumer.
Yeah, God, that looks so much like her.
She's so true.
I thought it was an episode of her show on Comedy Central.
It was not. It was not.
She used to pack the houses in Albuquerque. That's where she's from. She was a boxer. She was a longtime women's boxing champion.
But here's this. She's 7-0 in the UFC.
Yeah, which was a surprise.
She's 7-0 in the UFC. She's 1-0.
I'm sorry, 7-0 in the MMA.
Here's the thing.
That's a surprise. We thought like it was a mistake. We thought like, okay, she's getting old. She needs to retire, period. Don't go to another fighting sport. But, you know, obviously we'd never seen what she could do.
Oh, so you've been following Holly Holm for a while?
I knew who she was because it was weird. Like,
and
like,
she was getting old?
She has power?
No power. She was a very slick boxer, not a puncher.
That's how it seemed in this fight.
And her only like major loss was she took on Anne-Sophie Matisse, who's a French boxer. The only like brutal puncher in women's boxing. She got knocked out the first time they fought and cleanly outboxed her the second time she fought. Like, kind of, I don't know if you know who Willie Pep is, but kind of like that. Like, punch.
She lost both of them, or
no? She won. She got revenge and said she's retiring to do MMA. And we're like, oh, I've never seen this work out well.
Oh.
But it seems to be working out marketability wise.
I heard her kicks are pretty great. Yeah, her kickboxing was great.
She's got a great professional boxing record.
Yeah, she only had like two losses. One
but
was
the
on
thing
a,
that
on
people
cut.
Don't understand about her is she's only, with the exception of yesterday, I think she's only fought outside of New Mexico 3 times.
Barely, yeah. She had a lot of home cooking her whole career. And also in MMA, you can kind of, because they're digging up opponents for people.
That's
in
the thing,
weight
too.
Division,
it's like
when, you can sneak right in at the top.
Yeah. When they said they're 11 versus 12
You're
in
right.
the world.
She only 2 times out of New Mexico.
Was she number 11 in the world versus number 12 in the world?
I want to show you something.
Okay, I'll wait.
Go on, go, keep going. I want him to look this up. It's going to be hilarious.
Her kickboxing records.
The number 12 in the world was 5-5.
Yeah.
So then you're like, oh, is Ronda Rousey so dominant? You're like, dominant against what? If the number 12 in the world is 5-5,
and that's what I like.
Then what are you dominating?
And the history, like, I'm an MMA fan, but I'm more a boxing expert. The reason is just from time. But really, that's one major difference is that doesn't happen very. I mean, Vasyl Lomachenko won 2 gold medals. And was 396-1 as an amateur. That dude won a world title in his third fight. That can happen there. But that
Ronda Rousey's never beat a former champion.
Yeah, well,
she's never beaten a champion.
Are there any in her rankings?
No.
I don't know.
No,
tell me.
No. Anderson Silva was the greatest fighter.
But the guy who's beaten the most former champions, John Jones.
John Jones.
He went through.
Sure.
Remember when they?
Yeah,
he
absolutely.
Went past everybody.
And he had a lot
like
of competition.
2 years, he went through everybody.
Yeah.
Excuse me, you guys are leaving off somebody's name here.
George, who could that be?
I heard you don't want to fight GSP.
George St. Pierre was one of the greatest of all time. He.
Have you guys ever been to New Mexico? The alien scene there is off the chain.
I have been to Mexico, and you're right. That's where what's it called? Is that area? Area what is
Area
it?
51.
Area 51 is a it's a nightclub, and you go in and you see
Roswell.
All of the aliens are in VIP.
I think you're thinking of Studio 54. I could be wrong.
Frank, look up this guy right now named, put in Sheer Dog.
Sheer Dog.
Kenneth Allen. Look up his fighting record. It is fucking hilarious.
Oh, that's the guy who beat?
No, watch.
Oh, wow. 1-31? Jesus Christ.
No, in Britain, it's like a thing. There's guys that are 8-135. And, like, and that's a major country in boxing. Like, how do you still legal? It's like, oh, well, he goes the distance. He gets robbed a lot because he's brought into fight.
He should be like 20 and 122.
Yeah, exactly. What a leg to stand on. No, I should have won 8 of those 137.
6 losses from knockouts, 28 losses from submissions, 2 losses because of decision, and 1 loss because of other. How do you lose
because of what?
Other. How do you lose because of other?
Dude, that being said, in MMA, you can lose in 8 seconds so many times. You take no wear and tear. But if a guy's got 81 losses in boxing, he's mumbling something.
Yeah.
They don't even have his picture on Chernog.
Well,
Mr. Rogan said that the major problem for brain damage, and George, you probably know about this.
Shots fired.
Is because in boxing, they knock you down, your brain kind of half shuts off, and they give you 10 seconds to recover.
Yeah.
There's already brain swelling, and now you're taking more shots.
On it again.
Yeah.
And they don't.
UFC. Yeah. You take those shots, a guy leaps on you, and it's over.
Yeah.
The only time UFC will have a similar injury is if the first shot, which is a rare phenomenon, does that brain damage, or if a ref doesn't get in quickly on that after pounding. Like, they got to make
especially
that
when
illegal.
They're down.
But it's like the brain hasn't swelled for that. It takes a while. Like, you knock it down, it slowly swells up. You keep taking these punches. The brain keeps swelling and swelling. That's what's-his-name died in the ring. He kept swelling, so he was pushing against his fucking skull.
Yeah.
And the guy, he did that look where he kind of looked at him, and then the guy, what's that guy's name?
There have been a lot who've died in the ring.
Yeah.
It was that fucking 10 round to the distance, all the way to the end of the fucking final round. Could have been 12 rounds or 15 rounds.
Boom Boom Mancini, right?
No, it was the 14th round. In fact, that's actually what got boxing off network TV, was a million people watched this dude die on national TV on a Sunday afternoon. And the guy just wouldn't quit. He should have been done in the 7th round. He kept throwing for 14 rounds. Mancini said later, that's the only fight, including the ones I lost, where I ever felt like quitting in the middle of a fight just because somebody's will. And he came forward. Finally, he collapsed in the 14th round. And they said the exact same thing. There was a right arterial tear, which every time you get hit in the face, you tear a little bit, capillaries. Yeah. But they can't tell until you've already gone and taken so many more shots. It's not like you get dizzy and throw up like most of us would from a concussion. Right. They keep going four or five rounds.
Yeah. Let's see.
George, where do you see your place in the UFC history?
Yeah, are you on the Mount Rushmore of MMA?
I think you are.
1,000,000%. The French-Canadian head of GSP is on the Mount Rushmore front and center, right next to Ronda Rousey with my lips facing her.
So it's Mount Rushmore.
Oh, so you're like kissing her.
Yeah, exactly. You know who is not on there? Piece of shit, Nick Diaz.
Very uncalled for.
And what do you think of Nick Diaz? What? No one would say he would be.
He did something on Instagram making fun of you, didn't he?
Nick Diaz is constantly talking about me. He is. I have been watching some American football. He is the Rex Ryan to my Bill Belichick.
Oh, well,
oh
shit.
Well played. Well played.
How do the
sometimes I watch sports when I get on the ketamine and there's nothing on TV. I'll watch your boring American football.
How are the Alouettes this year?
They are unbelievable. I keep going to the games. I take the kitty litter and the ketamine, and the games are unbelievable.
Yeah.
Are you still snorting kitty litter, GSP?
I can't stop. I just can't stop doing it. It's just too good.
Can't stop. Won't stop.
Hey, let me ask you something. Who else, in your opinion, George St. Pierre and Chris, who's on your Mount Rushmore? Does Ronda Rousey move somebody off?
No, not yet.
It's too soon.
She hasn't beat a single good person.
Yeah, but her social impact, like the impact.
Social impact, my ass. We're talking. No, that's not.
Well, you know, there was.
By the way, on your gay ad, you're going to put social impact on your ass.
Social impact on my ass?
Yeah. That's 90 that's roses. That's well, 90
there,
roses.
There was a
that's
time.
That's my porn name, social impact, because I want it hard.
So, that's awesome. SI. Those in the know, SI.
No, what's your name?
I'm saying she has
the Mount Rushmore is Shoni Carter.
Okay.
Shoni Carter.
Can we get
Dan Hardy?
Yeah.
The guy who wore one boxing glove in like UFC 5.
I think that's his name too.
Oh yeah, that guy.
And me.
Okay, that's a pretty powerful.
That's pretty lame, Mount Rushmore. I can't see them commissioning that.
Hey, problem with Rousey, I remember there was a time when everyone was talking about Brock Lesnar. At the time, was, I think, two fights. You know, when they were so excited about him, but it was too soon. And I don't think anybody would talk about him now. But, like, Roy Jones was on the top for so long because there wasn't a ton of competition in his divisions. He was cleaning them out.
Yeah.
But on the rare occasion he took on someone threatening, he beat them just as good. But when that guy fell, he fell hard, and he's been losing for, like, 11 years.
Well, Anderson cleaned out his division. And you get guys like, well, maybe Nate Marquardt should get a shot. And people are like, he beat him already easily.
They start recycling.
Yeah, exactly.
Klitschko's like, that way at heavyweight. They're recycling.
Yeah, it's been 3.5 years. Maybe the guy's better now.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure, so he beats him again. But Anderson was beating guys you had heard of a year before.
Yeah.
Ronda has you introduced these people, same as all the fucking Pacquiao fights. You're like, hey, there's a really good boxer you've never heard of.
Building him up. Yeah.
Here, well, guess what? He's fighting Pacquiao. You gotta watch it.
Yeah.
Last week, I've never heard of this motherfucker's name.
Chris Algieri hadn't left Long Island more than once before he fought Pacquiao. And I mean, that's like literally how fast they rushed him. And Klitschko, they're doing the same thing. They're digging up guys a third time now.
Yeah, or
to try
get,
to fight Klitschko. He's got 20 title defenses.
They'll get old names.
Heavyweight
like,
boxing.
Them, you're like, yeah, but they're 48.
Yeah, there's a reason why I've heard of them.
Tebow what?
Heavyweight boxing is in shambles.
Yeah, the heavyweight division in boxing, not MMA, but boxing is just...
Well, check out, was it Tyson Fury? Because when he loses, it's going to be epic. And Deontay Wilder, a guy from Alabama.
Yeah, what about that guy?
He's a big puncher. And I got to say, his last fight was the best case scenario for him. Because everybody said, yeah, he's a huge puncher. He's never been past four rounds. The minute he steps up, he's going to take a... He's our last medalist in the Olympics for boxing. He won a bronze after only 20 fights. So he was good. 6'7", 85-inch reach. Like, just like...
Does he have any chance against Klitschko?
He's not Klitschko, no. Because Klitschko would just wait him out and punch down the middle. But in his last fight, he went all 12 rounds, took a few shots in the chin and didn't get hurt, and he was avoiding punches pretty well. So he answered. The best case scenario happened. Now they're talking about him and this 6'9 guy from Britain, Tyson Fury, who's the loudmouth I was talking about before. But he's
who's
got no
been
chin.
Fucking with
he's ranked three,
Klitschko, right?
Right?
Yeah, he's been calling out Klitschko. Like he's young for a heavyweight. The most heavyweights in their 30s at least. But he's young, but he's been knocked flat by a light-hitting cruiserweight before. He got up and won the fight, but like they're saying, the first time Wilder or Klitschko touches this guy, he's going to lose. But his offense has been getting so much better, everyone's excited. But the size of these guys, they're all 6'6", 6'7",
6'9".
Well,
this Chinese dude's 7 foot they're talking
Tyshawn,
about.
That guy's going to lose in his next fight. All right, he'll lose to an 8-3 guy. Tyshawn is nothing yet. I mean, he's got a lot of work.
Tyson, what I find interesting about Ronda Rousey is how Dana White and Ronda Rousey refuse to entertain the notion of Cyborg. And, like, they act like they're like, we'll fight Holly Holm. She did really well tonight. Nobody thought she did well.
Nobody did. Yeah, she was looking for a fight. She did really well. She goes, all she was doing, Holly Holm, was like the same distance we are right now. She was going like that, about a foot away every time. And then once in a while, she would like connect, but it wasn't hard.
Yeah.
It was that Mayweather garbage.
She's not a brutal puncher.
She won a
puncher.
Split decision, for Christ's sake.
She won a split decision.
She didn't even win unanimously.
Against a girl with a losing record.
Those takedown attempts were so lame from the other chick. It was
not,
like she was flailing at her.
Well,
Holly Holm faced nothing.
When you rush something, something becomes hot suddenly, the industry, and let's face it, it's the industry that wants this.
Yeah.
The marketers, the corporations, they want to push women into sports because they think females will get more into sports.
I think Ronda Rousey is the Abner Doubleday of women's boxing, MMA. It's not,
she'll give him the credit, but doesn't deserve the credit.
She started it. And in
maybe
10 or 15
Babe
years,
Ruth almost?
In 10 or 15 years, when a bunch of women fighters are actually trained and they're good fighters and they're actually competing with each other, they're all going to look at Ronda Rousey as their inspiration.
Yeah.
But she was the only one who could play.
No, but they've got to make the Cyborg fight because that happened in boxing about 10, 15 years ago. They dug up Joe Frazier's daughter, who was a 38-year-old lawyer, to fight Leila Ali because of the kitsch of an Ali Frazier. But there was Lucia Riker. There was what's her name? There was a Letitia Robbins. There was Ann Wolfe, who probably could have destroyed Leila Ali. None of them ever fought each other. Interest went away.
Yeah.
So if there's two people at the top that are not fighting,
I'll stay with what I said before about Rousey. Until she has lost a round, I am not interested in female MMA.
Well, I'll tell you that.
I
think it's a little more interesting, but the problem is, again, a vacuum of sucking all these people up in because they need to throw women MMA out there.
Exactly.
That you have a girl in a co-main event, even though it wasn't supposed to be the original one.
That's so lame. This shouldn't even be main
card. She has a record of 5-6.
This shouldn't even be main card.
Or like that Tough Enough when it was all females. Like the girl who was fighting for the title was 2-7.
Yeah,
that would never happen. And you know, then you have someone like Misha Tate who lost 3 fights in a row, going, "I deserve to get paid more." Like that's not real. But
well, that's what happened with the chick boxers. They became actresses. They priced themselves out. They became models.
Guess what? That's what happens with female fucking comedy, too.
Exactly.
Anytime you do 2 premium blend sets, suddenly it's like, I'm above all this.
People always bitch about no females in there. I'm sorry, but you get a little heat as a female comic.
You're above everything.
You're on the road all the time.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
You're at every sitcom development talk.
Yeah.
We need to find a place for them.
I tell every female comic that I know that's new, I said, you can go road dog or you can go industry, but it'll take you twice as long as a man to headline B rooms on the road, but you'll get on TV 10 times faster than a man.
Also, because like you'll start thinking like, I'm really good. You're like, you cannot fill an hour.
Yeah.
You're saying I'm really good, but you don't have to fill an hour.
There's a female comic
out
there.
I'm so good. Why don't I get to be on the road? Like, because you know that entails you doing a full 45
and
minutes.
Work.
Yeah.
There's a female comic out there that can't do a full set at the store, but she's been on a million TV shows now.
Yeah.
Who?
Little Esther.
Yeah.
She can't do
At the Laugh Factory, they have 20-minute sets, so it goes 20, 20, Little Esther 5, 20, 20. It's like, come on.
I don't know if that's the same girl,
talking
but I
about
think
her?
It is. I saw I was at the store once. I'm not there that often, but she was getting reamed by the manager for going over or something like that.
No, that's not Little Esther.
Okay.
Leslie or some of the blacks. Yeah.
Leslie Jones loves to run the light.
Leslie Jones will wait till the light comes on, then do 7.5 minutes of crowd work.
Yeah.
She'll get a 3-minute light, and then it's like you can stop. Crowd work is not a full bit. You don't have to be like, I'm in the middle of this. How can I stop?
Yeah.
Which you can anyway, by the way.
She is gorgeous, Ari. Leslie Jones is a beautiful woman.
Yeah, that's true. Leslie Jones, by the way, hates me.
Why?
Really? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I love Leslie.
You're the only guy she doesn't want to fuck then.
She thinks I'm a humongous racist. She glares at me. When I talk to Michael Che at the Cellar, she's so angry. She's like, fucking, that's my Saturday Night Live connection. You shouldn't be. She hates me. I don't hate her.
What'd
I'm
you
fine
do?
With her. I wanted her to do this sketch I thought would be funny. It's this. It was called Comedy Store Cuisine.
What was right? it called? Watermelon Chicken?
No, Sam, that's racist. So it'll be shot like that 70s show style, you know, where they're all around, you know, and it keeps flipping around. So it shows you all in a ring. And so one guy talking about the Comedy Store Cuisine going, oh, I love it. It really goes great. And it fucking fills you up. I'm sorry, it fills you up. Next guy, you know, pans and he goes, I think it pairs well with a nice Riesling. Really, it takes the edge off at night. Next guy goes, savory yet sweet at the same time. I really enjoy it. And then it cuts to Leslie, and she just goes, it's good!
I think
it would be hilarious.
I don't know why she would like that.
And she thinks you're racist? All right. What a bitch.
If I ask Ian Edwards to do it too, he goes, oh, that's a little racist. But he doesn't hate me over it. He just doesn't like the idea.
Yeah, I got. Hey, dude.
Fuck you, motherfucker!
You should ask the guy that lets you call him the N-word for cigarettes.
Yorsey?
Yeah.
Really? That's hilarious.
He used a bottle of cigarettes, and it was so annoying after a while. And then the deal became like, fine, I'll loan you a cigarette, but every time I loan you a cigarette, I get to drop an N-bomb in your face.
And he was like, all right.
Yeah, he said, okay. So he like, hey, Ari, can I have a cigarette? I'm like, yeah, no problem, nigger. Here you go.
Fuck.
It was so harsh. And then one day it was Fat Tuesday. And he was out there in the front patio. It was all black. He goes, hey, Ari, can I get one of those cigarettes? And I was like, sure, Yorsey. There you go.
I'll collect later.
Dude, on Tuesday, the front of the Comedy Store becomes Dave Chappelle's block party. It's just like just a celebration of blackness. Real quick on Ronda Rousey, and then we'll let George St. Pierre go. What I love is how Dana White's like, nope, we can't do a fight at 145 or 140. You're like, you could do it if you really want to. Because Ronda Rousey in Strikeforce fought, I believe, at 145.
Let's check it
out. She said she has no interest in going up. She said, why? She's dominating this division. Why should she go up? It's like, yeah, because she's dominating a loser division.
Exactly.
Fucking, there's only one fight out there. Fucking
no,
make
Dana White's pulling a Bob Arum. He's milking every last dollar out of
Ronda
first before they put her at risk.
That's the only real risk. And it's like, come on, bro. And they talk about fucking Katzengano. She's the one. She was supposed to fight her before. Got injured. It's still big.
I'll tell you right now how they're going to market Holly Holm. She's a boxer. She's a counterpuncher. She can catch Ronda on the way in. She's got the right style.
All she has to do is put her hand on the mat and rush her that way, and then
that'll be over. No, and she doesn't have the right style to beat her, but they'll spin it that she does. That'll be how they'll spin
it. Well, you know what's going to happen is what
she has no knockout power. Even if she gets tagged, Rousey, she's still going to like, what? I'll still take you down again. I'll go clinch again. That didn't hurt that bad.
And Rousey's got a chin on her. You can just tell by looking at her.
She's got ankles on her.
Yeah, you know what the truth is, man? Up until this last fight, I thought Ronda would get shredded by Cyborg. I'm starting to think it would be a lot more
Cyborg
fight than
Cyborg
Peter.
Off the juice. I don't think she'll even win a round.
I think Cyborg would win a round. I think Cyborg will bang with her and hit her hard.
I think her jits is the only way she could lose. Yeah,
like I just said about Wilder, I think the best case scenario is that Rousey's forced to go rounds with her and win those rounds and look better that way.
Yeah, look better.
We already know what she can do in one round.
I mean, because Cyborg has a black belt in jiu-jitsu. Yeah. Like, she's not afraid to probably work off her back.
Yeah.
Which is going to be big with, like, you know, these girls, it's like, they don't have black belts in jiu-jitsu. They all just kind
of
want
judo. Like, some of them do. Rousey's got a fourth-degree black belt in judo, which is not jiu-jitsu. She's not
jiu-jitsu.
Does she?
Some of it, yeah, I mean,
yeah,
she's been training
with some armos.
Yeah,
I
mean, those arm bars
shit.
Are all jit stuff.
But not as much as, you know, Cyborg.
You know more than I would. Has Cyborg ever lost on an arm bar or anything like
Let's
that?
Let's check it out.
Yeah. So who would you have in a fight? Who would you have in a fight, George? Would you have Ronda Rousey or Cyborg?
Full disclosure, I used to have casual sex with Cyborg.
Oh, really?
Good job, Ari. Pull it off on that.
Someone tells me no sex with her would be
casual. I
got
to hear that story. What happened?
When was that?
She was very muscular and unattractive. It was a brief phase where I was questioning my sexuality.
Yeah.
so I was using her as a bridge to see if I would go to men.
Yeah.
Oh, she was kind of like your starter kit. You're like training wheels of homosexuality.
Dipping a toe
like
in.
Ari's trip to Thailand.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lady boys.
What's the over and under on lady boys, by the way?
She lost. Ari?
6.5, three. I think.
6.5 over and under. I'm going to go under.
I'm going to go under. No, I'll give it a real over under.
3.5.
Cyborg lost to a
knee bar.
I'll take
it over.
You'll take the over on one and a half fights.
Yeah, okay. I think when you realize they're $20 blowjobs and they're actually
first fights though.
It was her first fight.
I just couldn't see those arms when she was like, I just can't see those arms.
2 years in MMA and she lost by submission at all.
Isn't only Jones only lost his DQ too?
She was also jacked up on roids. So the fact that she wouldn't even get in those positions because of roids doesn't really show how many positions she got out of and stuff.
I think she'll. I think that Ronda versus her will be a very competitive.
What was
fight.
The blowjob situation like on with Cyborg?
Yeah. Well, yeah. How are those DSLs?
It was weird because she insists on wearing a mouth guard.
so the blowjobs must be.
So that was kind of chafing against my swan song.
I imagine that being like playing tug of war with a dog and a dog toy.
I guess you could say that. Guys, I have a big announcement before I go.
Okay, yeah, sure. What is it?
I am doing the Justin Bieber.
Oh, okay.
He's doing the Justin Bieber roast. I should have left him on for that. Well, you just heard it here. He's in for the Justin Bieber roast.
That's hilarious. Who's doing the roast?
What was that Seth Rogen thing that was all over the internet? Are they trying to get him for that?
Oh, yeah, and then Seth said no.
Said Seth for this Justin Bieber roast?
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
I'm really amazed they haven't gotten bigger names.
Bieber wanted
who's
to
on
get
it?
Seth Rogen.
here's who's on it. The non-comedians that I've heard are Ludacris, Shaq.
Tony Hinchcliffe.
Ludacris, I'm sure Tony's like, come on, it should be me. It should be me. Who better than me? Jesse Joyce better than you? No, well, still no. He's like, I wrote for the roast. Like, so did Jesse Joyce. Ludacris, Shaq, Kevin Hart hosting. The comics are Natasha, Hannibal, D'Elia, Jeff Ross, Pete Davidson.
I know Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson is on Saturday Night Live. He's a 21-year-old comic from New York.
He's the
young kid.
Just turned 21.
Typical Comedy Central demo then, right? Yeah.
Well, I think he's the only guy Bieber's age, too.
Yeah.
And he's on SNL. And the guy's actually a funny comic. And
he's actually
super,
funny,
super
yeah.
nice guy.
That's great.
He started doing stand-up, and he was like 19 or something, I think.
So Natasha's got a show about...
He's adorable, too.
It's going to be the Downtown Abbey of Comedy Central.
Oh, yeah.
How do you think that's going to go?
I'm sure it'll do great. I don't know.
I think it's going to be awesome.
It's like all the Comedy Central shows, the good ones, are all sketch type shows.
They're
like,
all
like Workaholics is great, especially when you're stoned. It's great.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Dude,
yeah.
The writing is awesome.
Yeah, but it's like it's sort of like a held together sketches, and it's great. I don't mind it. But so you need something like that in order to succeed on that network. That's what they're used to, and that's Natasha's show is that. So I think it'll do fine.
If you watch 30 Rock,
yeah.
That is written in 5-minute sketches.
Yeah, sketches, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That you can draw and put on the internet.
Vignettes.
And call back to. And they call
little
back
scenes,
to.
Little scenes, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Remember when they wanted the blonde girl to be, instead of having the blonde girl on there, they wanted it to be Rachel Dratch? I think, or one of the girls from Saturday Live. Who's the short, kind of little chubby girl from Saturday Live?
That is Rachel Dratch.
Yeah, Rachel Dratch. And they said, okay, well, the network wouldn't let her. So what we're going to do is we're going to have Rachel Dratch do a character in every episode. And so it would be like she'd be painted all blue in the background of something. Just say one line and then leave. And then that stopped like half a season in. They're like, eh, oh, Rachel, sorry, you're on your own.
Well, I was hoping.
I'm hoping for a good story, but no.
NFL, it's getting some NFL because it's getting interesting, Tebow. This is your expert.
This is my favorite time of the year.
Yeah, I just saw your girlfriend.
I have two favorite times of the year in the NFL. One, when the season starts. Two, right now, free agency, because those are the only times Falcons fans have hope.
Yeah, no playoffs for Falcons
fans. Let me
fans.
Ask you something. What happened to the Dez Bryant video? Never came around.
Never. I don't think
Well, he said he's been working on it since September.
Well, you know what's so interesting?
Acquiring it and getting it. Adam Scheffler is positive it exists. He's been working on it since September. So just because we heard about it a week ago doesn't mean we should suddenly have it come out. I mean, it's already been 5 months. I don't know why he's been working on it so long and hasn't gotten it.
It happened in 2011.
Oh, really? So here's what a punch
is
drunk...
Is it the Walmart
here's what...
video? Yes. Is that what we're talking yes. about? Where somebody yep. drags a woman across the yep. parking lot from one correct. Super expensive car to yep. another super expensive car.
And he yep. drags her out?
But
wow. They can't. They don't know.
They don't know.
They know he owned the car.
He shows up later with her, and she says, I have no problems with anybody, nothing. Yep. They name another guy that they said dragged her, not Dez Bryant.
Here's the problem, too. They say the same thing with Tiger Woods when they said, like, this is going to make what's his name, Lance Armstrong seem like nothing.
Well, yeah. Well, we'll get into
yeah,
that a little
but,
later.
But same thing with this, too. When they're saying, oh, this is going to make Ray Rice video seem like, you know, like fucking peanuts. They're trying to hype their video. They're yeah. overhyping it. It's like the Ray Rice video is super grotesque and brutal.
Brutal.
The fucking Lance Armstrong fooled the lied to everyone, sued for libel,
decades.
Won
yeah.
for a decade. The entire sport was changed.
Yeah.
For Tiger Woods to have to outdo that, you're like, come on, man, you're overhyping this.
Well,
you're overhyping. Even if he's on roids the whole
all right,
time.
Let's get into the Tiger
there was
Woods
no, there
stuff.
Was no fucking denials.
And we'll get into the NFL
yeah,
right after that.
He didn't sue anybody over it. That's ridiculous. And for this thing to dwarf Ray Rice, maybe on the same level.
Frank.
But I did hear one of our punch drunk.
Hold on, real quick. Can you, before you get to this rant, can you look up, did the PGA suspend Tiger Woods for drug use? And there's a whole, this guy came out, he went on radio, and he said that Tiger Woods isn't taking a break. He's actually been banned from the PGA. Because he tested positive for drugs.
PGA Commissioner Tim Fincham says absolutely not. Tiger Woods says absolutely not. And the guy who said it said, I have it on very good source where I trust a lot. I know for a fact that this guy's... And now he's saying, no, I kind of made it up.
No, he didn't say
he
that.
He said I overhyped it.
He didn't
it.
Say I said it was fact. He goes, this is just my opinion.
It's just my opinion.
Well, let me not overlook the obvious. What enhancement from
Dan,
golf?
They said he's using a cheating ball is a possibility. Oh. The Nike ball is completely fake.
He's on roids.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you don't think Tiger Woods did roids?
Dan Olson.
Well, I mean, the recovery kind. The kind that make you recover from injuries.
Monday.
What?
Dan Olson was the one who said it, but he retracted his statement on Monday.
Yeah, retracted it and said, no, okay, I'm not positive anymore.
Well, it's like...
He was trying to hype his place in the world. Ooh, you've never heard of Dan Olsen.
Hold on. So you don't think
he apologized
any,
to.
There's
not anything, but saying it's going to dwarf Lance Armstrong. It's like, dude, that was massive. That's like saying something's going to dwarf O.J. Simpson. Hernandez killed multiple people, and that didn't dwarf O.J. Simpson.
You know why? Because he didn't kill a white chick. That's why.
Kill a white chick.
Forget a fucking trial.
Dude, if you
want to get involved, involve white women, because that's who watches fucking CNN and the news. If you involve either a white woman killing somebody or a white woman being killed, that's when it becomes a giant news story. It's the truth.
It's even gone to the children now. Like, if there's a child missing and it's a boy... It's in the news for a day and a half.
Yeah.
If it's a girl, we hear about it. What's going on with...
Pretty white girl?
Yeah,
that's a white girl. She's like a hot
Since the 80s,
girl.
That's been going on. What's Baby Jessica fell in the well. Yeah, and she's
Patrice
fine now.
Patrice have a bit about that. How about, you only care about a white girl in Bermuda. It's like she was fucking everybody a minute ago, and now you're so worried about her health and well-being. She's a beautiful, pure student and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like...
what was his thing? He said, if I ever go sailing, I'm taking a white baby on a keychain with me. Because those NFL players, they just quit looking for them.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like that's so fucking true, too, man. It's like... That chick who got lost in Bermuda went and fucked some stranger.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be a complete psycho. Like, that guy's killed like two other people since then.
Oh.
Yeah. He's crazy.
Well, one of the white chicks in Bermuda, there's a few. But here's what one of the punch drunk listeners said about Dez Bryant, that the video is going to be him beating up his mom.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, because he did kind of beat her, smack her around one time.
He did do that. Cops were called.
Yeah, I can see it happen again.
Somebody pulled out their phone when he was smacking her around.
Like beating up his mom. Could be. I like that as a theory.
And you know how crazy you have to be for
your... Cowboys just franchised him.
Mom to fucking be like, yeah, he beat me up. I mean, your mom...
I mean, if they're raised single parent, they went through a lot together.
Yeah. Okay, we're getting an important phone call. I'm not sure who it is, but our switchboard operator says we have to take this.
Okay.
So hold on 1 second. Plus, and we got these both in. Caller, where are you calling from, caller?
What up, motherfucker? It's fucking Nick Diaz.
Oh.
What up, dog?
Yeah. Whoa.
What's up, dog?
Nick
Diaz.
What's up, Diaz?
How you
One
doing?
The Diaz brothers. They
we just mentioned you recently.
Yeah, GSP.
What did you fucking say, dog? What the fuck did you say about me?
I didn't say anything. GSP just said you had no place on the
Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore of MMA.
Yeah,
which I think you'd agree with. You're a smart guy.
He mentioned you'd been talking trash about him on social media recently.
Fuck yeah, dog. Fuck that piece of fucking shit.
Good dialogue.
Point. Good point.
Dog, so, what's going on, motherfuckers?
We want to know who's on your Mount Rushmore of MMA.
My fucking Mount Rushmore, dog? It's fucking Gil Melendez. It's fucking Nate.
Yeah.
It's fucking me.
Yeah.
And then the fucking, I'm going with fucking, I don't know, dog. How many fucking guys are on that fucking
Ron? What about, you can about Rhonda? What about Rhonda?
She's having a
What about Shoney Carter?
What about Shoney Carter? What about your training partner out there in San Francisco? San Francisco's finest.
Jake Shields.
I don't know, dog. I don't know. Jake, you know, we're having some fucking problems, dog.
Whoa.
So I don't know if he's that fucking on there.
I don't know what's up with the Diaz brothers and Jake Shields. He's always in your corner.
Yeah.
Dog, if I got to go with a fourth, I think I'm going to go with fucking Cabbage, dog. That's the motherfucker.
Who's Cabbage?
That, fucking, that motherfucker could fight, dog.
Cabbage? Wait, lettuce patch?
No, Cabbage. He was back in the day. He was like, back when you could just be a tough guy in the UFC and you could take a bunch of punches. He was the Samoan who could just get punched in the head all the time. And he never could fight anybody.
Oh, no.
Wesley Corriere? Rira?
Maybe.
Wesley, yeah, a.k.a. Cabbage. TKO'd. UFC 47.
Yeah, he fought way back then.
So he's on your Hall of Fame, not even a fucking what, the Brazilian?
Anderson
Hoist Gracie?
Silva?
No, Hoist Gracie.
No, Hoist Gracie's got to be on that fame. Dog, I might have to put fucking Sam Tripoli on there, dog.
Whoa!
I fucking saw this motherfucker fight.
Thanks, dude.
Nick, what strains are you smoking these days?
Can we talk about about
Oh, you're right. Let's talk about Sam Chilla. That's right. You did fight.
What did you think of my fighting, dog?
Yep, bro.
Dog, when I showed up at that fight, I thought I was watching Armenian cab driver boxing, dog.
Thank you, man. I had all my sponsors on there.
That shit's free in Glendale, by the
way. Yeah, dog. Y'all, can I just say this, dog? You fight like shit, man.
Whoa, I thought you said I was good.
Who would win in a fight, Sam Tripoli or that chick who lost to Holly Holm?
Oh, dog. That
chick would fucking whip Tripoli's fucking ass, dog.
Her takedown attempts are garbage. She
as long as it
flailing.
Doesn't go to a second round, Sam
Let
has
me
a
ask
chance.
You something. Can she kick me? Or is it just straight boxing?
She could.
Oh, dog, it doesn't matter. That chick's going to fucking mow three. Dog, you were fucking.
Just
you
boxing.
Barely made it into the ring without getting winded.
Out those steps.
That is true, dude.
Dog, I didn't think you were going to make it through the fucking ropes. You look like shit.
What's his belly look like?
Jesus. How'd this go from you liking me to hating me so quickly?
It's called a rope and
dog, you need to go on Jenny Craig, motherfucker.
I should
be your sponsor.
I need to drop some LBs hard.
That should be your sponsor.
To be fair, those ropes are for skinny, short people.
Yeah, they really are.
I've seen good fighters fooled by those ropes. So.
Thank you, Chris.
Sam's two sponsors were the No Condom Depot and Birthday Cake.
Yeah.
Birthday Cake. Wait, a Corvel?
Just
Birthday
just
Cake.
Just in general.
Try it.
All Birthday Cake.
It's like milk. They just birthday.
Macaroni and cheese.
That's
and the birthday
funny.
Cake contingency. Dude, I went to Belmont the other day. Yesterday.
Oh, I love the Belmont.
Yeah, two
the
days
mac
ago.
And cheese is the best.
The mac and cheese is the best. They used to have a great show there, too.
Yeah, a couple.
Fucking so, mac and dog, your fucking sponsor should have been chocolate milk and fat Mexican bitches.
I'll take that, though.
I take back what I said earlier. That's your next CD, chocolate milk and fat Mexican bitches. I want to shoot the cover.
Nick, what strains are you smoking these days? What's the weed situation?
Oh, dog, I'm fucking smoking the Stockton 12, dog.
What's
that's
the
what
Stockton 12?
Call it.
What is that?
It's a combination of the 12 most potent fucking strains in the world.
Oh.
They put it into fucking one, dog, and I smoke it.
Wow.
So let's talk about your girlfriend. She had a big win.
Yeah, dog.
Fighting
Dalhousie.
Being pregnant, that's a pretty good fight.
Easy, a little away from your face.
She's got, Ronda Rousey's pregnant. I don't know if you know this.
No, I hadn't heard
that. She's still pregnant? She's been pregnant for a while.
Yeah.
She's not showing.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a gymnast
dog,
where you work out too much.
She's getting ready to have birth, dog. We're going to have, we're doing a traditional hot tub birth.
Hot tub birth? Was it a hot tub conception?
Yeah, dog, you just fucking You pound fucking beers in the hot tub and wait for that fucking kid to fall out.
And then go pontooning immediately.
Oh my god.
Of course, dogs.
Dude, that would be the best home birth if you did like a water birth, but you do a hospital conception and you like film them both. Just fucking release
you're
the
just
whole
fucking
thing.
In the hospital.
Exactly, it's in the maternity ward.
Now
too,
is
like,
she gonna do pain free or is she gonna do epidural? My cousin was telling me when she had her last kid, that everyone's like, "You gotta do epidural." And she's like, "I don't want to, but okay, I'll do it." And then they numbed her whole body, went numb, and she couldn't feel her limbs.
Nice.
She's freaking the fuck out,
but not moving. But
oh no, dog. She's like,
oh,
she just- I think she's just gonna let that fucking kid slide out, dog. Ain't gonna be no fucking drugs, dog.
She'll slide out.
Hold
on.
Some weed, and that's about it.
She'll slide out in between her legs. She'll hold onto the wrist and fucking separate the arms.
Yeah, dog. It's coming soon. I mean, she hasn't been showing because, like, when she
her
goes
ankles.
To press conferences.
No, her,
but her ankles are a little big.
Yeah, her ankles are thick.
She has that's some cankles.
Yeah, yeah.
God, they look like my grandmother's before she
really?
Died. They were just solid, dude. The same size as like her, almost her thigh.
Really?
Not her thigh, but definitely her lower. Which what's this muscle?
Can you look up a picture, see what it looks like?
No, no, calf. Yeah, she looked. It was about as big as her calf.
Ronda Rousey's calves?
Yeah.
No, Ronda Rousey's ankles.
Ankles.
So cankles for a good
reason. Yeah, dog. She's showing in her ankles, dog. Other than that, she's been wearing Spanx to all the press conferences, so you can't see.
She had tattoos around her ankles, and now they don't. It doesn't go
don't
all the way around anymore.
Dude, I want to know what you. I want to know what you did to it that it's going to slide out. I mean, she looks in shape.
You must have killed that puss, huh, Nick?
Oh wow, you were right.
What? Ankles.
Yeah, man, look at that.
Oh, turn around.
God, turn
Hold
around.
That up.
That's just one shot.
Yeah, dog. Oh. No, dog, she's good. We had the fucking baby checked out, and fucking baby's in good health. So that kid's coming in a couple weeks, dog.
What belt will the baby have when it comes out of the womb? What belt? Will it be like a purple belt in jiu-jitsu by then?
Dude, that looks like your dick.
I mean, dog, you gotta start from the fucking ground level, dog. I mean, it's going to be born in the creator of jiu-jitsu. I mean, it's Stockton, dog.
What? No, what?
It came about.
Brazilian jiu-jitsu started
dog.
Stockton? How?
Yeah, dog. Hey, Ari, this ain't no Ted's Planet fucking jiu-jitsu, dog.
Ted's Planet is legit, like, bro. How is Nate still a purple belt then, bro?
This is fucking Stockton. This is the motherland of fucking jiu-jitsu.
No, jiu-jitsu started in Japan, bro.
And then it went to Brazil.
No, yeah. Dog.
And then it came to Torrance.
The motherfucker came through Stockton and then took that shit to fucking Japan.
You're telling me some Japanese dude. You're telling me some Japanese dude stopped in Stockton, grabbed some jiu-jitsu, went to Japan, then went to Brazil.
Yeah, dog. That's exactly what fucking happened.
I don't know.
Did they create?
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Dog, that's why we're trying to get Stockton to be made the 50th fucking state, dog.
Oh, please, break off from California. I'd be happy to lose
you.
You
mean to say 51st?
Yeah.
There's already
50
states.
There's already.
No, no, he wants Stockton to replace West Virginia.
Yeah, what do you want to replace?
You know what? I might be cool with that, too.
What do you want it to replace? I don't know if you know there was already 50.
If Stockton's going to be its own state, what state's going out?
What's your state?
How many fucking states are there, dog?
50 right now. There's 50 right now.
Oh, fuck
Hawaii.
You, then. Let's get rid of Iowa, dog. Fuck militants and that motherfucker.
Whoa, shots fired.
Dude, that's a wrestling state, man. A lot of your future opponents could come out of there.
Dude, is Pat Miletich even relevant anymore?
No, I think, what's his face? Robbie Lawler trains with him.
Oh, really? Okay.
Dog, Lawler ain't fucking training with that motherfucker. He was training with that motherfucker when I knocked him out.
Nick.
Now he's fucking down in Florida, motherfucker.
Nick, who would win in a straight roll, Nate or Eddie Bravo?
Dog, I'm going to say you because at least you're not fucking named after a Brady Bunch episode.
What?
Eddie Bravo. That's his real name, though.
That is true.
That's his real name.
Whatever, dog.
Miletich is coaching.
I don't know, fucking, but that motherfucker is a poser, dog. He puts nobody in fucking jiu-jitsu fucking spikes their hair with gel before they roll, dog.
Yeah, well, you know, Eddie Bravo's the baddest dude on the planet, dude. The baddest dude on the planet.
Yeah, dog. Yeah,
whoa, you didn't even wait for him to say something.
He was in the middle of something.
Hey, why do we have the camera goes off again?
It's coming back. It's coming back.
Let's get in this NHL stuff. I mean, the NFL stuff. Are you an NFL fan?
Casually. Yeah.
Who gets sued? Who do you think gets sued?
I'm going to sue. Amundsen.
Yeah.
I'm going to. Yeah, who gets him? Why do they release him? Are you crazy?
Dolphins, Raiders. They didn't release him. They just, if they franchise him, he was going to get $30 million. He was supposed to get $30 million.
I don't understand, Tebow.
Because they franchised him last year.
Because they franchised him last year, so they can't franchise him twice in a row.
You can. You get a 20% raise from last year's franchise.
Wait, okay. Explain to me franchising. I don't understand it. What's the benefit is, what the problems is for the players and the organizations?
The benefit is it allows you more time. So let's say I franchise you.
Yeah.
Now you're locked in at a very high number, which is the top three.
So that's pretty good. Why would a player hate that?
Because if you get injured, there's no security.
You've only signed a 1-year contract. Yes. But there's no security anyway because they can always cut you. But now they have guaranteed contracts.
There's no guarantee. Yes, exactly right.
Once they franchise somebody,
when you franchise somebody, now going into next season, we can still continue negotiations. Almost every 75% of the time, if someone's franchised, by week three, they've hammered out a long-term schedule, and it's not so
long-term contract.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, in the beginning of the new collective bargaining agreement of 15, 20 years ago, they said, okay, we're going to have this whole new thing, and the players realized they fucked up, and there was no guaranteed contracts, and the NFL started just cutting people after a year, after 2 years. So you're not good enough anymore. We're cut, and the players eventually realized, like, fuck, we fucked up. Tell me if I'm wrong about this. Now when they negotiate contracts, the players go, I know you don't have to give us a guaranteed contract, but this contract will be guaranteed.
What they generally do is you get X amount of it is going to be guaranteed, and then a lot of it is performance-based as well.
Okay.
So what people do is they'll either go –
Players.
I want a $6 million signing bonus and less guaranteed – Or they go, I want 100% guaranteed contract with no signing
Which
bonus.
Means you can't cut the guy.
Well, that's what they're but talking that's about to, with
that's
Russell
up to
Wilson.
That's up to you them to negotiate it. It's up to the player to negotiate it.
You can cut the guy, but you're still on the hook for their salary.
Yeah,
so.
Through the length of that contract.
Right. Yeah, just like baseball, just like basketball.
There's people that have been cut already, like coming up till yesterday, where they've been dropping people, where they're like, well, let's say, for example, the Bills – just cut somebody where they're like, even if he signs with somebody else, the Bills still owing $3
million. Wow. Is it against your salary cap if you cut him? You still have to pay him, but it's not against your salary cap.
He was going
to
make $6 million, but they cut him and gave him the $3 million that he's guaranteed. So he gets $3 million from them no matter what he signs with somebody else.
Now to go play somewhere else. Yeah, in baseball, a lot of times what they'll do is they'll trade you. Yankees will do this a lot. They'll trade a player to another team. Let's say they'll trade a high-priced player to the Orioles, but they say, we'll eat 75% of his salary. So Yankees have to pay it, and the Orioles get a guy for only 25% of his actual salary, and it's not as good as 100%, so it's like fine.
That's where you get a lot of these like seasoned vets. Like, that's what Randy Moss did. He had a lot of guaranteed money from the Raiders, and he just sat out 1 year, kind of got healthy, stayed in shape, was still making $4 million from the Raiders, and then the next year signed with the Patriots and like killed him.
Okay, so the players, now they don't really want to get franchised because, they make average of top five players in their position, but at the same time, they can just negotiate for that same exact thing. If the top five players in my position make an average of, $8 million a year, I can say, don't franchise me. That's actually what I want for my salary is 8, 7, 8, 9, whatever. You can just negotiate whatever you want. Which could be that or not. Right. Franchise takes it out of your hands.
Franchise takes it away from you to negotiate a salary with anybody else that has money.
So they didn't want to give Ndamukong Suh another franchise because it would have to have been a 20% raise. Yes. You don't think he's worth that 20% raise?
I don't think anybody that's not a quarterback is worth $30 million of your cap.
He would have made $28 million in 1 year, and it would have just killed their cap.
Right.
So they were talking about where he might go because they were talking about the Raiders, but they think he might sign somewhere because he's going to get so much money that he's going to sign somewhere where there's no state tax. Like
Right. Dolphins. Florida.
Jacksonville or Miami.
The Delaware Rumblers.
Or Tennessee Titans, possibly. But I think he goes to Miami. If you can make that kind of money in Miami, why wouldn't you go there?
Exactly. Go to the Alouettes. Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. Now, here's what I like about basketball. You can re-sign your own guy for a lot more. You can give him the raise, and it doesn't count as much against your salary cap. Because
I like that, too.
Who was it? Who's the fucking San Francisco 49ers wide receiver?
Ryan Storff.
No.
Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice.
there's a point where San Francisco said, we literally cannot afford to sign you. You would count so much. We have to give you this raise because that's your salary or whatever. That's the league. But we're not. It would crush us so much. We don't even have enough room right now to sign you. So they had to release Jerry Rice, who was a long-time 49er.
I think it's bad for the sport.
Yeah, over saying, we'll want to pay you, but we can't. You'd be the only guy we can have on our team.
Yeah, beat Jerry Rice versus the other team.
No, the quarterback or wide receiver, and that's it. So then it's like, you got to give them leeway to be able to re-sign their own players, especially if they've been there 3 years or more. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not like
and
NBA.
I think that's kinda...
The NBA had a loophole where they like sign a guy for a one-year contract and then give him a max deal after that. So it's like, see, only his one-year contract counts against our salary cap. And it's like, that's cheap. But if you've been somewhere 3 years or more, you should be able to go high to get your own guy back.
Yeah,
I'm really excited about what the Raiders might be doing, dude.
The Raiders, the Jaguars, the Browns.
Raiders could get six wins this year. They could get up to six wins this year.
No, dude. They're talking about maybe getting Cobb. Then we're getting...
I think you guys will get Cobb. I agree with that.
Cobb, and then we're also getting that kid from Alabama. Now you got two dudes that you could fucking throw bombs to, dude.
Oh, I've got some news about the Raiders. Oh. So the Raiders and the Chargers got together, and they said, let's build our own stadium in L.A.
In Englewood. Yeah,
Carson,
they're breaking ground. Yeah, and, it's going to raise my property
and
value.
And say, we'll both move down there. We'll fucking figure out who's going to actually move, but we can split it. Just other people did. Meadowlands did it, where they split it between two teams.
Yeah,
they can figure that out. We'll both go to L.A. We'll pay for the stadium. Great. Then the police chief and the old somebody up on the board for the anti-terrorism fucking rules said,
AIG
hold on, said, this is a terrorist threat. What? That if it's that close to the stadium, they could take a plane and really easily kill somebody like that.
They called it a 2-for-1.
Yeah.
They can get the plane and they can get the stadium.
Yeah, and the stadium right there. Then it comes out that AEG paid the guy to say that because their stadium plan for the St. Louis fucking Rams is in jeopardy now because they're not going to have three teams here. And they're like, wait a minute, but your stadium is going to be right next to Staples Center. That's so close to the airport, too. Yeah. That's an easy 2-for-1 also.
Like it's a downtown
It's
risk.
A downtown, you get fucking rises. Bounce off that, get right into Staples Center. They're both.
Could you see the terrorists doing that? Then we will go right here. It would ricochet off the Staples Center.
We'll go right through one into the
football
next one.
Stadium.
Absolutely. And that guy said, yes, it is a terrorist threat because they can use that against the people of America. That's what the people are doing now. That fuck that guy. Fuck AEG.
Fuck AEG.
Using terrorism as a way to get your way in a fucking football game when it's not even a real threat?
Dude, that's the American way.
Those people should be in jail.
Did the government
let me tell you what happened.
They've used terrorism so much that it becomes an easy thing. You just throw a lobby this fucking... Oh, Jesus.
Now, the only answer is for it to quit working. When people say, I don't give a shit, I'm going anyway, to wherever you just told them not to go to, that's when they'll stop using it. But that neighborhood, I actually grew up. Like,
they know
Englewood,
the people
that
are just so fuck sheep. They'll just say terrorism. Like, oh, yeah, well, fuck terrorism. We're against it now.
We'll do anything against you. Yeah. No, but what happened at downtown, people don't realize, I grew up in L.A. Downtown was shit.
Shitty.
No one wanted to be there ever. And they built this nice neighborhood right behind the Forum, completely surrounded by crap. My projects. I used to play sports there when I was a kid badly. Yeah. And then they were anticipating that becoming a nicer area. But then the white flight of the 70s, people moved out to the suburbs and everything like that. And then in the late 90s, the Lakers left and the Forum became a church. And then the racetrack started going slowly to shit. They've had like smaller fight cars there. But then they tore down the racetrack part, and that's where the stadium's going to go.
Yes.
And there's tons of room
for
condo
developments.
I hear the
Forum's are really nice right now.
Yeah, the Forum got completely redecorated on Marquez. It's awesome. The last guy to beat Pacquiao fought there in the opener. And it's the concert venue now for people, that, especially bands that don't like live in L.A. They don't have to go stay downtown or in Hollywood. They get off the airport. They go right there. And so now that's going to create luxury hotels, which will create luxury condos. They're thinking the same kind of West Side rejuvenation will happen that happened downtown.
Hopefully, but it's not.
They've been talking about downtown getting rejuvenated for a long time.
It took forever for them to do it. It did.
And they've been pricing up like all those lofts. Like, no, it's going to get good soon. So it's like you owe $5,000 for this loft. And it's like it's a war zone.
Well, it changes fast, which in L.A. we're not used to. In New York, you're used to a neighborhood changing in one block, but in L.A. it's supposed to be slow and take a while. The Korean writing slowly goes away and starts back up. But like in downtown, literally from like 6th to 7th and down Spring. From one block to the next, Here's the newly refurbished downtown, and here's the old school shitty downtown.
Yeah.
So until that changes, you can't charge
forever.
When
I first moved to Hollywood, I started watching them start pushing the garbage out of Hollywood.
Out of Hollywood.
The first thing they did was they tore up Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah.
So all those sleazy businesses went out of business. They did that on purpose because they wanted to build the Hollywood and Highland, turn into this thing where the Oscars going to be, and start making like Hollywood Boulevard into like Broadway, or what is it, 48th Street in New York? Where's the like the big where tourist area is?
Oh, Times Square.
Times Square. Yeah.
They cleaned up Times Square.
It's slowly
they
cleaned going it up.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, but Harlem
they,
you know,
they cleaned up Hollywood and Highland. That place was
All they did is push it down because Santa Monica got shit. Yeah,
so then they pushed all the tranny hookers and hookers down to Santa Monica and Highland. So then they started building La Brea and Santa Monica up. So now they're pushing all that trash down towards Western. So they're going to keep building, and then eventually just you're going to have to get a tranny hooker.
People run
down,
out.
In Mexico.
Well, Venice. Venice used to be really shitty. My old boxing gym on Abbot Kinney is an antique furniture store now. It's all gay now.
Yeah.
Where it was once.
Because Google moved
I can't
there.
Even park.
That's where Google is.
Usually hipsters are the first, then gay guys follow them, then families follow them, then industry follows them. That's how you, west side of Brooklyn, I don't recognize. Williamsburg in that area is ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah, that's completely different.
Yeah, I got off the freeway.
Sam and I have a similar theory about like nightclubs, where it's like first it's like all the Paris Hilton douchebags.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Then it's like the Armenians. Then it's like Armenians take and Russians start taking it
Persians.
Over.
Then Persians.
Then black people. Then it's closed.
Whenever a club goes black, it's got 2 weeks.
Exactly right, dude.
I got lost in Brooklyn. I don't know where I'm going when I drive there. And I got off the freeway at the wrong thing, and it was middle of the night. You know, like back east, everything's made out of brick. You can't tell at night if something's a good or bad neighborhood until you see people. So I got off, and I was like, is this an okay area for me to be pulling over, checking out? And I instantly saw, and I didn't realize this was the definition of a nice neighborhood until I saw it. It's 11 o'clock at night, white woman with a stroller. Yeah. I was like, you know what? I have nothing to fear.
And
I didn't realize how racist I sounded in my head until I was thinking that. But I was totally right. A white woman with a stroller who feels comfortable at 11 o'clock at night, I can totally hang out here.
Oh,
this is fine.
Exactly.
Maybe that baby's selling crack.
I was walking back from the improv, like, real late, and I stayed there till like, 3 a.m. when D was fucking letting people hang out for a while.
Yeah.
You know, Drake, just lock the door. Or, like, leave and come back around the back. It was fun. So it was like 3:30 a.m. And I was walking back all the way up to Sunset again, and I saw these guys up ahead, and I was like, oh, fuck. Like three dudes. And then I was like, you don't want to leave and turn around. One guy was big, and I was like, fuck. And then I was like, oh, wait, these guys are all gay. They're scared of me.
Yeah. Like, look at that shady Orthodox Jew walking down here.
A bearded hetero. He might rob us.
Yeah. So that's interesting.
Bearded hetero.
That's interesting. Are you anti-Raiders coming back?
Fuck the Raiders.
I fucking hate it. Yes, I like the Chargers.
Let
them
move to Stockton.
Are you a Chargers fan?
I'm a Chargers fan.
I don't want the Raiders because I don't want any Raiders fans here. I don't want the Chargers because San Diego's got such a great fan base there.
They do. I don't want the Chargers to move.
Games there.
I don't. I want an expansion team. I mean, they say it would throw the whole league off, but fuck, some other town probably wants
something. I think St. Louis is coming whether anybody wants it.
Oh, I don't want the Rams. Well, George,
I would love the Rams. I would love the Rams.
I wouldn't love the Rams.
Why? Why not?
I don't know. I just didn't like the way that happened, and just Georgia.
Yeah, but
it's
been
25
years. She's dead.
Yeah,
and she was right.
She's not dead enough.
She was totally right. Nobody would build a new stadium for them. They need a new stadium.
Yeah, but that's the arrogance that I hate. Is that you know you want stadiums with boxes so you don't have to sit with us sheep in the bottom. Then why you fucking build it yourself? Why should the city pay for something?
That is the
so you can sit away from the masses that make you that rich.
How funny is it? Like
it's ridiculous.
Luxury boxes.
LA's been like, go fuck yourself. Yeah. Go fuck yourself. And they just keep waiting. They're like, you're going to want a team? I'm like, no, we don't need a team. 25 years later, they're like, fine, we'll build it ourselves.
Well, the town
NFL,
is. You know,
that Connick guy from St. Louis, he's like,
Jr.,
I'll pay for it.
Yeah.
Harry Connick Jr. He says he'll pay for it. Yeah. So
there is a little bit. You're right. There is a little bit of like the Rams coming back, even the Raiders coming back. There is a little bit of like taking your ex-girlfriend back that cheated on you.
The Raiders
like,
are still an LA team. The Raiders are still
the Raider fans are still here. That will make a difference.
Guys,
there's no Rams fans here left
here. Yeah. You could. I've said this before. You could move the Packers here. Eventually, that crowd is going to become the fucking Raiders crowd. Yeah. It's not the team.
When the Lakers
when
the Lakers came here, it was a joke. I'm like, there's no fucking Lakes here. They're not going to change
the
name.
The Raiders
but
fans,
they became our team.
Are no different than Dodger fans. Have you been to Dodger games?
Yeah,
they're shady as fuck.
Yeah.
All those Hispanics, man.
And the truth of the matter is, so are the fucking Giants fans.
They prefer wetback.
San Francisco Giants and the fucking 49er fans,
they're horrible.
They stab people, too.
They're fucking horrible.
There's no net. It's like pit bulls, right? Dude, Dalmatians constantly are biting people. But that doesn't make the news. Yeah. Only pit bulls make the news. Just like only white girls getting kidnapped make them. Kidnap black chicks left and right, not going to make the news.
I got three black kids in my closet right now. No one even knows they're gone.
They're very well behaved. I meant to congratulate you.
Yeah.
What's your deal, man?
Tebow, have you gotten laid yet?
No, not even close.
Oh my God, you guys! I have some.
I don't see it. I literally see nobody except for Mama Faggot. What's that?
I was going to tell you some news, but I think I might start doing it a bit.
Say
Come
it.
On, so what?
Maybe one of us will tag it.
Who's a bit?
So Benji's dog. I watched his little Chihuahua. This dog, Benji told me, like, he had all these, like, tissues in his dog bed. I'm like, what is that? Benji's like, dude, when I have a cum rag, he fucking goes for it. He grabs it. He loves cum rags. And I'll notice that. He'll have one of my socks in his dog bed. Only the inside-out sock.
What?
Only the one I've used for cum. He goes and leafs through my fucking laundry and gets the cum socks out. He has a thing for cum.
Oh, my God.
But he can sniff it through anything else?
Right. That's a setup. It's
like
a girl.
Benji.
It's a girl dog.
Like
so
Benji.
Sort of gay. Yeah, just like Benji. Anyway.
Come thirsty.
I had sex 2 days ago in a condom. In a condom. Thank you. I was going to throw the condom out. The girl left. I was going to throw the condom in the trash can. And as I was walking to throw the trash can, the dog looked at me. And I was like, no.
What that look like? You're wasting food, motherfucker?
Yeah. You don't want. So I took this. They had this fetch toy that's like it's like rubber. And it's
also got
a treat in it. And he won't go for it. And I'm like, you want? And I just took the condom and I took the contents of it and I squeezed it out over this fucking fetch toy.
No, you did not.
Yeah, straight liquid cum. And she loved it.
I gotta get me a dog.
She was all over that cum, all over it, licking it up. Now she plays with the fetch toy.
Oh, man.
Does Benji know this?
Benji does not know.
Are you going to tell him?
Eventually. Let him see me do it on stage. I'll just get it really good on stage, and then I'll let him see me do it.
When you said that was the perfect way to say it.
Does this work retroactively, though, or do you have to keep jizzing on that thing for her to use it?
Oh, yeah. No, there's all sorts of the tennis ball she won't go for. I'm going to jizz on that. Trust me, I've got a full condom at home right now that I've tied up.
Are you just going to straight beat off on them for that long? Be like, oh, God, give me the ball.
You can skip the condom.
I'm going to soak it into this ball.
What's his dog's name? Menzella?
Cheryl is the dog's name.
So uncalled for. Can we get in some NBA?
Yeah.
Really getting crazy. Real quick. You follow NBA, Chris?
A little bit, yeah. A little bit.
Derrick Rose. Done?
Dude, I mean, this is all in Chicagoland. That's all the talk. And now Butler's gone.
Yeah.
Dude, I think they really, sports radio out here really thinks he is done.
Butler or Derrick Rose?
Derrick Rose. We're not talking about a $2 million player.
Yeah. I mean,
he can hold them ransom, and he's such a question mark. I mean, he has three bad knees.
When is his contract up?
I think he's got
a couple more years left. I think he has at least 3 years left.
What is it?
Derrick Rose's contract.
Well, he's their guy. You can't trade him. No one will want him.
His style, we've called this 1,000 times. When he blew it out, his style is hard cuts.
Yeah.
And when you do hard cuts like that, you're eventually going to break your brakes.
Well, Sam,
overcorrect.
His contract ends the 2017-2018 year.
Overcorrect.
They got three more years.
End up with spine and Achilles problems because they're favoring the knee and not changing how they play. So it works its way up, the injury.
He's still supposed to make at least 20 mil.
I think he's going to sign after that. After that, he's going to sign another contract for like $1 million a year.
What are they going to do?
$60 million in the next 3 years.
They're probably
going to
do at work. They're going to see what he can do.
The Bulls are still okay, though. They're still an okay team.
Well, now that they lost Butler.
Now that they lost Butler, I heard today on the radio, Sam, they're saying Butler could be out 6 to 9 weeks.
Yucks. He could be out for a while. They're probably going to have to pick up somebody from China. these guys. There's a couple guys.
Is it too late to get what's his name? The fucking guy who came in from high school and said he was going to come back this year and then didn't.
Getting a guy from China, we're even outsourcing our black guys, huh?
Yeah, well, the thing is, to actually have a player make your roster, yeah. he had to been cut by a team and bought out last night.
Oh, what's his name? From Philadelphia, the 76ers.
Yeah, they bought out McGee, which I wish the Clippers
Havili,
would go after.
Havili McGee.
Yeah, who's kind of an idiot, but he's like a 7 foot.
There was some. Look up YouTube. Havili, it's Javili. It's Phil Javili McGee. Goaltending on a three-pointer. And this guy shot a three.
He's not smart. He's
it was
actually
coming down towards the rim.
Oh, my God.
And he just jumps up and swats it. You're like, oh what? God. It was like two and a half seconds after it hit its arc.
Oh, man.
The coach of the fucking Bullets was like, get the fuck out of the game. Get the fuck out. What are you doing?
Well, he was part of that group with Andre Blanche and John Wall, who basically... We're getting a call from somewhere crazy.
Some of the three...
Don't get that one. Hit the plus.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. The 393.
393.
Where are you calling from?
No idea.
Hello. Hey, guys. What's up? I'm calling from Italy.
Italy.
Italy,
man. What's Jesus up? Christ. I've been trying to call you guys for such a long time.
Like, what are we talking? Days and, or hours?
Dude, it's 11 o'clock at night there now, isn't it?
Probably about 5 minutes, man.
Oh, fuck. 5 minutes. Thanks for being patient and believing in yourself.
Time,
so what's up? What's going on in Italy?
What are
you doing?
I can only talk for a few minutes.
It wasn't a
three-pointer.
What are you doing in Italy?
Hold on real quick.
It wasn't a three-pointer.
We got a guy from Italy.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. What's up? So talk to me about the black football player. Talk to me about the black football player. What is going on with... What's his name? Beninelli? Or what's his name?
Bignani.
Bignani, the black guy?
Balotelli?
Bonatelli.
Oh, yeah.
Is it true?
Benicio Del Toro.
He's crazy, right?
That guy's fucking insane. Yeah. I mean, he's been... Basically, what happened is, in Italy, racism is still pretty strong. You know, Europe,
yeah,
in general,
there's not a lot of black
racism
people. It's all Italians.
Yeah, exactly. In Italy, there's really only a few black people where
didn't
I live.
Didn't
like three
that
or
soccer
four.
Coach say, I just want to get back to basics for Italy and with too many black players?
They chuck bananas
yeah,
at the players.
Oh, yeah.
They throw bananas at them on the field.
That happened in Holland the other day in a European game between Rome and Holland.
Yeah,
they throw bananas.
There's a great
they throw a bunch of bananas.
I mean, maybe it's not racist. Maybe it's just ignorant. Maybe they're not like racism is like when you're against the
yeah.
other nationality. Like, ignorance is when you don't know about them.
Yeah, they're like maybe they want bananas.
They want bananas. Yeah, exactly. It's an homage.
What's funny is you know where there's not a ton of this crap
to keep you from cramping up.
It's Germany because number there's a ton of immigrants there. Number two, they don't want to get busted doing anything anymore.
Right.
So it's spreading to like Switzerland and Italy and Holland and places.
So
like
you're
that.
Calling in from Italy. What do you want? What's the word?
What do you want to talk about? Your choice. Deal
not,
your choice.
Not much, man. I just called in right now. I forgot that you guys were live.
Well, what would you
I
like talking about
home.
Sports?
I just got back. I saw the number.
Now, are you holding punch
wise,
drunk?
I don't know.
Are you holding punch drunk of viewing parties with all of our Italian friends?
Not really. I only watch with my brother, and I've been following you, Sam, for probably a couple of years. Started with the Naughty Show.
Oh, thank you.
Found out about
thank
Ari
you,
and all you guys about with Joe Rogan stuff like that. Love you guys.
Thank you. Are you watching American sports over there?
Yeah, I mean, basically what I am is my dad's American, and he met my mom here in the Navy.
Oh.
So I lived in Georgia for 11 years, and I moved out here in
the country of
in
Georgia?
2005.
The
I'm 20.
Georgia.
Yeah.
Do you miss America, or are you just going to stay in Italy?
I'm probably going to stay in Italy for now, and then we'll see, because, you know.
A lot of chicks.
How
hot
are the chicks there?
Yeah, how hot are the chicks, and what's limoncello like?
I live on an island called Sardinia.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. No, I lost
what
my
happened?
There.
Did you?
No,
we lost him.
No, it's okay. Keep going. You there?
Oh, man.
No, we lost him.
Oh,
who hung
crap.
Up on him?
That was just getting good.
Yeah, man.
I didn't hang up on
Skype
him.
Did it. Was he giving us too much information?
Maybe. Skype was
dude,
like,
Sardinia, he's
they
got...
don't want to know about all the hot chicks.
Hey, dude, if you from Italy
he's got cruise ship chicks getting off. Well,
oh,
so most of them are 80, but the ones that aren't...
Yeah.
Be
those
awesome.
Daughters, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. Italy, dude,
the Disney
we didn't hang up on
there.
You. We didn't hang up on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Italy, that was not us that time.
Skype hung up on you because you were...
I mean, I did have it set to hang up for the time for the when the time is right, but I did not hit the button.
Yeah,
let me tell you what Mario Balotelli's probably enjoying. I don't know if you've ever, like, gone on the road, like, with a black comic in a town that's known for something really racist. But like what you get is the exact opposite of what you think. I'm up in like northern Idaho, and everybody's just loving this dude and inviting him places because they want to look like they're not racist.
Yeah.
You go deep south, like, no, no, we have no problem with this. This Cooper's getting laid left, right, and center.
Yeah.
That's what's going on with Balotelli. Everybody wants to look like they love him so that they don't look like
dude,
those other assholes.
Dude, he drove his car into a female prison.
Did he really?
And tell me how hot would it be to like work at an Italian female prison? Like be a security guard there?
I bet there's a lot of lesbian anger, though.
Good port wine when you're done with every meal.
Yep.
We have to be done by
2 p.m.
There's another show after this. It's
1:45. Oh, Rogan said he was going to call before 2:15. Oh,
fuck that.
Look at this. Look at this Havili McGee fucking play.
Oh, I just canceled it. Hey, let me put a big upside.
Okay, real quick. You're following, you're watching a lot of television, you're watching a lot of basketball in the lesbian center?
Yeah. I get a lot of Bulls games and then the Clippers if they're on national. Clippers are on TV tonight, they're on ESPN.
Who's your MVP right now?
Well, you know, I was thinking about that today, and I was kind of leaning towards Harden. And one thing I want to ask you, do you think this crazy, which I didn't think was that big of a deal, the kick to the balls.
Oh, that was pretty big.
You think that's going to push Curry more towards them? You think it's going to hurt Harden's MVP? Because he's making an MVP run.
Well, Harden? I'm going to tell you.
Yeah. A little bit.
Harden
more the injuries,
should be
the
injuries,
in the MVP. The injuries. He's been out too much.
Yeah. Harden shouldn't be in the MVP. I don't know why we just picked this guy. His team.
Oh, Harden.
Harden, I mean, they're like, they're the fourth, fifth team in the West. He's just chucking up shots. He doesn't
but
play defense.
Dog shit without him. They're dog shit without him.
Yeah, they
without,
are. Yeah. But you know who's really dog shit without him? Fucking Cavs with LeBron James.
Yeah.
It's, you know, LeBron James is at the place where Michael Jordan was, where it's like, yes, he's the MVP, but we can't keep giving it to him.
We have to get someone else.
Yeah. Kinda, dude. Kinda.
If you look at his points per game, he's like second league in scoring. He's like averaging Who? 8 points, 8 rebounds a game. LeBron James.
Yeah, but I still like fucking Golden State.
I like Golden State, but
I like Curry too.
They're entering their really hard schedule. They're on the run. They're on the road like a shitload.
They've got it locked up though.
No, I think what's going to happen to Golden State is what happened to Sacramento Kings in 02. They'll look brilliant during the regular season, but their lack of experience in playoffs, they'll fall apart.
That's why they should go after McGee, which pissed me off, that the Clippers should grab him so Golden State doesn't get him.
Oh, yeah.
He's crazy, but he's a legit 7-foot athlete.
Look at Havili McGee right here. Look at him. Look at him.
Okay, so.
Checking this
out. Don't worry about it. Just look at this.
Wow. Totally going in.
That's the jump I could see was premature, but put your hands back.
He smacks the shit out of
you.
Yeah,
it's
so down on the.
No, kind of turn it down a little bit.
Put it closer.
There were people jumping with him for the rebound.
There you go. There you go. That's good. That's good.
Let's play.
It's so retarded.
It was coming down for like a second and a half.
I personally think
he didn't even do that at the Y.
He threw it at the stands.
The best of the best.
And he gets pulled right away.
Is the best of the best. I mean, if it's not LeBron James for me, it's got to be Russell Westbrook.
He's been injured too much.
I was going to say, injuries are going
to Harden, I'll give it to you. But
if he misses another game or two for injuries.
Yeah, it's like he was out for the first like 20 games of the season.
I think it's
Curry or Harden, in my opinion.
But I will tell you this. When he came back, but the problem is they had two injuries. So it's tough to say just because of. So when he came back, though, now they're in a playoff spot.
If he comes back and his numbers are incredible the last month, it'll be like, oh, he overcame this. And he'll get that vote. But
look at how the West. Western Conference is the playoffs are going to be.
New Orleans is a game out right now.
First round could be Oklahoma versus Golden State. Jesus. And that's after Oklahoma made all these trades, and they have a legit front court that's pretty fucking nasty. That Turkish guy that they got who couldn't get anything going in Utah.
Dude, 8 is far away from 7 in the West.
Dude, how would you feel sports-wise in general if they did this? Because after the 6-8-1 playoff bound, whatever it was, Carolina or whoever made the playoffs, it's 6-8-1 this year in the NFL.
Yeah, yeah.
How would you feel about it being like college basketball where it's just seeding?
They made the playoffs?
Just league-wide.
They're thinking about doing that.
I would love that. It would just be seeding league-wide.
They're thinking about doing that.
Because all the conference matchup, that's nice for a standings to make it look right.
I say that I don't mind saying you represent your division, and then from then on, the wild cards don't have to be the East when you're fucking 8 games below .500. So, you know, you don't get to make it. You didn't win your division, so there's no reason you should be in here.
Exactly.
If you win your division with a losing record, you can get in. After that, no losing records. Then what you do is you have, let's say, Eastern Conference, you have 6 seeds.
Yeah, but if the wild card has a better record than the division, guess what? The division winner, you're a wild card now.
No, the division winner gets in.
Gets in, but doesn't get the fucking bye or the home field advantage.
No, that's but he gets in. Yeah. He gets in. And let's say there's the next two best, the 7th and 8th seeds in the East have losing records. They can't go in. You go over to the Western Conference. You get the next
because
two
the
best.
The old fear of why they had those conferences is obsolete now. It's a more national country now. It's like, we're alienating one half of the country.
Exactly.
The Super Bowl is the same 6 or 7 teams.
There's no buses. You don't take a bus somewhere to play a game. Like,
we're all going to watch it. There's Packer fans all over
the Atlantic Coast Conference has Notre Dame from Indiana.
Russell Westbrook has...
Atlantic Coast is that?
40 minutes away. 40 minutes away.
Atlanta used to be in the West.
From where you are.
The Braves used to be in the West.
Russell Westbrook, what?
He's got 26.5 points per game.
How many games has he played?
He's played...
14.
Yeah.
No, how many games has he played?
20, I think, this game.
20 out of 55?
No, he's played more than that.
No, yeah, he's played more than that.
Yeah, he's played like 30.
Out of 55, that's too much. You can't miss a quarter
I get it,
of the
but
season.
He's playing out of his mind. He's like a large Isaiah Thomas. We haven't seen a guy, a point guard, this dominant in scoring, and he's doing triple doubles, dude.
Oh, yeah, 124.
124 what?
In his career, triple doubles.
Yeah. I mean, dude, we haven't seen that forever.
Oh, no, that's Westbrook? A double. Sorry, that was a double. Triple,
who's
no,
their other
13.
Player? Who's the other player at Oklahoma State? Oklahoma?
Kevin Durant.
Westbrook and Durant. And how's Durant playing? Not as good as Westbrook?
His ankle's fucked up.
Beginning of the season.
Yeah.
His ankle's fucked up. It's crazy.
They're going to be they could easily be the fucking 8th seed. And San Antonio's like 3 games ahead.
Or what if they jump and get to the 7th seed? Now first round matchup of Memphis Grizzlies versus the Thunder?
And the Memphis will be out. No one will talk about them.
That's fucking nuts.
Any way you slice
let's not get him,
with this West.
Because we got 8 minutes till we got to go, and I want to get into dates out of the gates. And I just, real quick, is everybody's NBA finals?
Hey, sorry, dude, but we have to go. Somebody hung up on you by accident. It honestly wasn't us.
It wasn't
us. We only have 8 minutes before we have to wrap up, so thank you for listening.
All right, hey, it's the guy from Italy again. I'll try to call in next week, all right?
Absolutely. We got to fix now.
Yeah, thanks, appreciate it, dude. Thank you.
All right, no problem.
Durant's
guys.
25 points a season.
That's not 25 points. Wait, not total.
I mean, per game.
That's not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got gotcha.
You. At all.
So, real quick, who are your NBA final predictions right now?
Oh, boy. I don't know. Let's someone else go first.
CBA?
I don't think about it.
I'm going to go Clippers, Cavs.
What are we doing?
NBA
are you doing finals?
Yeah.
I would love that. I don't think that's going to happen.
I'm going to go only because right now the Pelicans are not in the last playoff spot. I am going to – God, if it wasn't fucking Oklahoma that was ahead of them, I think we'd have a chance. But I think they're going to maybe take the 7th seed, and that means we'd have to overcome San Antonio, and that ain't going to happen. So because of that, I'm gonna go Golden State and the Cavs.
Okay.
Golden State's on another level right now. Mm-hmm. But I think might make a nice run is Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I really do. I think if they get the 7th seed.
Watch for the Clippers.
And then suddenly they're
the
2 seed.
Watch for the Clippers, dude.
It's a hard one to predict because
they blew it last year when everybody said watch the Clippers.
Yeah, because
fuck
they had a giant racism scandal that was, and the NBA did
the
not
before?
Want that to keep going.
Yeah,
I'm going Golden State and Atlanta, and I got Atlanta winning it.
Golden State and Atlanta winning it all.
Wow,
you believe
look
in
at
Atlanta.
Their record against the West?
You believe in Atlanta? Let's pop this up.
Yeah, but to get to the West, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to say Cleveland and Clippers, just because the teams that are the 7th, 6th, and 7th, and 8th are the ones with the playoff
16
experience.
16-4 against
all
the West.
Hot teams.
The
West.
Fun. Yeah. Everybody's
16-4 against the West. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I just said it. I agree with him. Cleveland and the Clippers.
I still think it's going to be that. I think if you look at the Clippers, their matchups.
I pray to God you're right. And they're saying Blake could be back as early as Sunday.
But I agree with you. If Atlanta made it past Cleveland, which I would not pick,
Golden State and Atlanta,
then they could win the whole thing. But I mean, making it through that East and making it through the West. Like I said, the teams with the playoff experience are the lower seeds are out of it.
Yeah.
So it's going to be somebody new, no matter what. Somebody who doesn't have
Atlanta.
That.
Dude, I mean, you could easily see Atlanta just losing in 5 games in the opening round.
Yeah.
I don't see them. Losing.
I don't know, dude. I mean,
and no one would even remember them because no one takes them seriously.
I think
they're like the old San Antonio Spurs of the East right now. They move that ball so well. They play such good team ball.
Yeah, but
so
they don't have a go-to guy.
The only time I can think of that happened was the Pistons in 04. That happened
Cleveland could take the
4
seed, which means Cleveland could face them in the second round.
Dude, I think Cleveland, if they get healthy, is just going to be nasty, dude. That LeBron James has a better team now than he had his second year in Miami. I think Kyrie Irving is a better player right now than when he went and played with Dwayne Wade, because Dwayne Wade was already starting to bang up. And I think Kevin Love, if LeBron James is the smartest player I've ever met, I cannot believe he's not getting Kevin Love more involved. But once he's guys,
to a Western Conference, come on. Yo, you hired the fucking Mexican. I got to scold him. You're telling me not to?
Well, you're talking off.
Because he's fucking up.
No, I got it. I was just looking at the Golden State team, see who was on.
I just think that once they get all together, that team's going to be nasty.
Well, that's the experience I'm looking at. LeBron does have experience at the top, and he's one of the only ones that does. So that should lead them. I cheer for the Clippers, but I wouldn't pick them to win it.
Cleveland's the 4 seed, half a game back right now in the 4 seed.
And Washington's just melting.
Washington's done.
They're going to get rid of their coach. Whitman can't do it. All right, guys. That was a great show. We only got a couple minutes left.
2.5 above Washington now. Man, it's coming out of the wire. 61 games. What? 20
Jeff,
games left.
Jeff Dennis just texted me about your dog story. He said you're the cum whisperer.
Nice. I like it.
Dates out of the gates.
I'm going to Portland this weekend for helium. You can check my dates at AriTheGreat.com. Portland, Brea, Sacramento. But my special, Passive Aggressive, my out-of-print special from 2 years ago, is finally going to be on Comedy Central March 13th.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, at 11:59 p.m. So, everybody, set your DVRs for 11:59 p.m. on March 13th.
Wow.
If you want to pre-order the audio, you can do that now on iTunes. But yeah, I'm excited to get
it
everyone
all
to be able
out.
To see it again now.
Congrats, man.
Thanks. And my storyteller show every Thursday night at 12:30
after midnight.
Dude, the last
episode was phenomenal.
Last episode was the best, and I got the worst ratings.
What?
Yeah.
That what episode was the best.
Yeah, something. It's 12:30 at night. It never gets up against anything. But we took a week off because there were reruns. But that was Marin, Renazisi, and Miss Pat.
Marin's
start
story
to
was
finish.
I'm a hypochondriac too, so Marin's story just fucking cracked me up.
No, but Renazisi murder.
And like, Miss Pat, you can see it on demand now. I'm pretty sure.
No, Miss Pat's story was like, holy shit. That's one of my favorite ghetto stories.
I thought it was the best
was
top
awesome.
To bottom show so far.
So, everyone, set your DVRs. Set your DVRs and
guys,
watch it. 12:30, 11:30, 10:30.
Sorry, I keep talking about
help out what?
Help you out.
Yeah. Yeah, spread the word. Tell your friends about it.
I would love to see more of you, though. That's the only thing.
Well, I'm on this week. I'm on this week. I did 3 of the episodes.
All right.
Somebody hit me up on Twitter, and they're like, "Hey, do you think Ari could do a 'This Is Not Happening' all punch drunk with Tripoli and Teeb?" And I just hit him back. I go, "You know what that's called? This is never happening."
How much input do you have as to who comes on? I'm sorry.
A lot. If there's somebody I don't want, they won't be on.
Okay.
But
Ventura Comedy Club next week we'll be doing the 13th. We'll be doing the Naughty Show there. The 19th, I have a humongous charity event at the Comedy Store to fight sex slavery called AbolishSlavery.org. It's going to be a huge show. It's all on my website. And then at the end of the month, I'd like to just push my – at the end of the month, I'm at the comic strip in Edmonton, and I'm about to book a huge game-changing show in Los Angeles. Once everything's set up, I'll let everybody know. Game changer. So,
okay, hold on. But the 19th, you're doing this sex slavery show.
Yes.
Now, you're not against me tying up bitches, are you?
No. I have a philosophy. It's called filth by choice.
Yeah.
If girls want to get gang bang, they gotta want to get gang bang.
Right.
I don't want people kidnapping girls.
But what
like,
if that's
Russian.
What they're into? The kidnapping.
But
I got a closet full of black kids.
Controlled.
Okay.
I mean, they're choosing. There's girls in Russia and
okay,
Asia
then I'm for your
who
cause.
Gets forced into
okay,
that.
Then I'm for your cause. Yeah. Then I'm for your cause. The 19th.
Slave
the 19th
fetish is
store.
Different. Yeah.
Yes. Do you have any dates you want to push?
Yeah. Tomorrow night, Wednesday at the Ice House, and on the 14th, I'm actually doing clean comedy, 2:00 in the afternoon in Ontario. I got to dig up my 30
Wednesday?
Clean minutes. No, that the Ice House is Wednesday, and then on the 20th at I'm hosting Hollywood Improv.
Your Twitter handle?
It's just my name, Chris Strait, Straight with no GH in it, STRAIT.
And your website?
Same thing, ChrisStrait.com.
Yeah. Frank, real quick, then we got to go. Any dates or anything?
Potluck. That's it.
Okay, Frank, we appreciate it. Sorry, Ari. yells at you, but no, you know, he yells at you because he cares.
I get it.
No, but because people that fuck up should get yelled at.
Okay. Oh, and fight fans follow Boxing Roasted. I am Boxing Roasted on Twitter.
All right, man. We appreciate
And also, any fight fan, you should not be a fan of boxing. It's irrelevant.
Tebow, dates real quick.
I'll be at an AA meeting in an hour.
Okay, cool.
That's a lot of time.
All right, man. We appreciate everything. Great show,
guys. If you're in the Indiana
guys.
Area and have a problem with drinking, see
I'll
Tebow.
See you in an hour.
All right, guys. Thanks for everything. We'll see you next week. Thanks for all the support.
I love you guys.
Tell
I'll
your friends
you,
about Punch Drunk, everybody.
Yeah,
let's get
the
these numbers
the
up. Bye.
Love you guys.
Thanks for doing great.